awesome morning party.
Get ready, gentlemen. Brace yourselves. This is it.
3, 2, 1.
Good morning.
Good morning. Welcome to the show now.
It's Monday.
It's time for brutal honesty to make you be sad.
Isn't that on Wednesday and Thursdays at 9 a.m.?
No, it's on Saturday morning, apparently.
Ah.
I don't know what I said, but somebody tweeted that my awkward timing and brutal honesty was a staple of their Saturday morning. And I don't know what I said, so I thank you.
Ah, incredible. It is Team Awesome Morning Party. We are here with you. Another week. Who's ready for it?
Me.
Wow, you answered quick.
I am. I am ready for this week.
Man, you're much more ready than I. I feel like the weekend flew by way too quickly.
It did. It was a fast weekend.
It was here and gone.
Here and gone.
Were you not?
Here it is. Here it is. Your brutal and awkwardly timed honesty has become a staple of my Saturday morning.
There you go.
Thank you, Matt. From this Matt to that Matt.
Beautiful.
Thank you, and you're welcome.
If you'd like to chime in on the show or just be a part of Static Radio, facebook.com/mystaticradio. Get there, hang out with us, like us. That photo you just posted is pretty amazing.
People are going to get offended.
Eh.
No, they're not.
It looks pretty much signifies Mondays.
I just want to say that this is a Christian photo because the one guy's shirt says Solid Rock Club.
Boom!
So there you go.
Yeah. Facebook.com/mystaticradio if you would like to check it out. Gosh, we are here.
We are here, and that doesn't matter.
It's going to be one of those days.
It's a Monday.
Yeah, it is a Monday. We have birthdays coming up at 6:45 with intern Doug.
Doug.
He's here for the long haul.
He is.
He hangs out every day.
He started tracking the overnights this weekend.
Yeah, he was on. How are you feeling, Doug? Are you awake? Considering you were, awake at midnight?
Yeah, Doug.
To like 6 a.m.?
Yeah, Doug. Whoa.
Yeah, I'm awake.
You're awake?
I'm good.
Okay.
It was a little creepy here, though, by myself all Sunday night, but...
It sounds windy in that room.
I know.
It's the heater.
Blowing on your microphone.
Blowing on your microphone. Ah. I'll never leave you alone,
Doug. All right,
Doug,
thanks. Phone call. Gotta see who it is.
Yo.
Yo. Good morning.
Good morning, Static.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm doing fantastic.
What happened this weekend?
Well, let me tell you, sir.
Tell me.
I am ready for this week because this is my last week at this horrible job that I have.
Yes.
Did you get the new job?
I did, sir.
Yeah.
I did.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's pretty good.
Yeah, it's pretty awesome. Paid off. I waited forever because I called you guys like two months ago.
Yep.
Had to drive down to El Paso for a strength test and a drug test.
Wow.
Yeah.
I'm proud of you for passing that drug test.
Was the strength test?
No, that's the. I was nervous, man.
Did you have to like arm wrestle a dude with scorpions on your hands and like whoever pulled away first loses the strength test?
Sounds good.
Close.
Close. Okay.
I was
really
up some crazy machine and it measured how strong you are and whatnot. I don't know.
Was it like that machine on S.H.I.E.L.D.? That replaced Coulson's brain with technology?
Exactly like that one.
That's what I thought.
Gosh!
Yeah.
So
exactly.
Can you tell us about this new job? Because you have to do some crazy
things. I could,
but
then I would have to take you out.
Okay,
no!
Yeah, no, that's what I figured. That's okay.
You got a cool job.
No, it's not that cool. It's the railroad.
Oh, okay.
Hey,
yeah.
Cool. So you work at Terminus? Doug?
Nobody gets it. Nobody watches The Walking Dead.
Yeah, I have no idea. I was just kind of hawing with you.
Yeah.
You might
it's
not
good.
Watch.
Thank you for patronizing, my friend.
I love patronizing. People patronize me all the time. It's also called patronizing or patronizing.
Whatevs.
No, either
Whatevs.
One. I get
no, I
either way, it
root,
happens
route,
to me a lot.
Route, root.
Tree, tron.
Nice.
Same word.
Well, right on, I just thought I'd like to share that bit of information, man.
It's pretty amazing.
Well, can we bless you in the form of a song?
Yeah, man, please do. Play some more Archibald.
Yes.
You pick, though.
That's the closest to K-Love I've ever felt.
What?
Can we bless you with a song?
Oh, okay. I'm like, what?
Can we bless you?
Well, I appreciate it.
Yeah.
Positive and encouraging.
We got you.
Spew, spew.
Congrats on the job, man. It's pretty awesome.
Right on. Thanks, guys.
All right.
See ya.
Later.
See, that's pretty cool.
Man, that's awesome. Follow up.
Static.
The happiest of Monday mornings,
yay!
Y'all. Oh, man.
Woy.
Hey, I love you guys.
You
love, to say that.
You
love
are
you
loving.
Too, buddy.
You are loving the pictures on Facebook, aren't you?
Bro, you keep posting the most wonderful things in my world, and I'm like, oh, hey, oh, shoot. That's all I had to say about that. But, yeah, I like the throwback. It's a good style on you guys. You guys wear it well.
Thanks.
Woolly, my beard is crazy.
It is crazy. I'm admiring from afar.
I had to not wear my plugs today in my ears, so I have giant holes and it's gross. But look at the blood. You see the blood?
You got holes in your ears?
I have big holes in my ears. Look
How
at
did
the
that
blood.
Happen?
Look at the blood. Last night, I had to shampoo my beard because I worked hard all weekend and there was like scorpions and stuff in it.
Wow.
So I shampooed my beard and then I get out and I start combing my beard. Yeah, that's how big it is.
Yeah. Right? No, dude, I got a comb. I keep a comb at work right for my beard.
Comb, I totally understand, man. My comb apparently is so sharp because I'm so manly, I sliced my ear open.
Whoa!
With my comb. I'm not kidding. Look at that. Look at that.
Oh, my gosh.
There's a giant hole in your ear.
Yeah. So, my wife forbade me.
Foreboded. You are foreboded.
My wife foreboded me from wearing those my plugs today, so.
Adios mio, bro, huh? That's crazy.
Bro.
I know, bro. But, you know.
No, I know,
I'm sorry,
bro.
Man. I hope that you're okay and safe. Maybe you should get a safety for your comb.
Oh, it's okay.
Oh, safety!
That's the life of a man.
It is. Milk life.
Woolly.
Yeah, milk life.
Woolly, speaking of milk life. Speaking of milk life, what are you doing this week? What's going
what
on?
What am I doing this week?
It's Monday.
It is Monday. I am going to work. I work at UNM, and I'm going to kill it this week. I'm super stoked. And then on
Wait,
Friday...
Wait, who are you going to kill?
Yeah, I'm dressed to kill. Shoot, I look good. And then Friday,
man.
I'm flying up to Utah.
Nice.
And going to a conference in Salt Lake City.
Oh, I want a job cool enough to go to conferences.
I want to go with you to the conference and
yes.
be a
you
friend.
You certainly should. It would be pretty awesome.
There we go. All right, Willie.
I'm stoked. Hey, you guys, I'll talk to you during Mad Libs. I'm stoked.
Perfect. Love you.
Love you.
Bye.
Milk life. Word
Bye.
Out.
Milk life. Word
Milk
out.
Life.
Static.
Static.
Hey.
Hey, how about March Madness?
Oh,
how about
man.
It?
How about the Wildcats?
Okay, I thought you were gonna trash the Lobos again or something.
Wildfire.
Wildfire. Well, I mean, we knew they were gonna be good. They were a one seed for a reason. Am I right?
Yeah. That's the team that got beat, right? The undefeated team was defeated?
No. That's Arizona handled Gonzaga. You're thinking of Wichita State.
Wichita!
That was a great game, too.
Yeah. I can't believe... I did not see Kentucky beating Wichita State. I did not.
No. No one did.
So, I also didn't see Stanford beating Kansas. I did have the Lobos beating Kansas, though, so that helped me for my crappy
bracket
that's falling apart.
Is trashed. My bracket went to the party and had way too much and woke up the next day with no idea what happened. That's what happened to my bracket.
Yeah.
And then it got put in jail.
Yeah, I totally called that Mercer-Tennessee game, though. I had both of those guys in that game. That's a lie. That's a total lie. I don't think I had either of those teams.
When did your bracket go awry?
Let's see. Cincinnati?
Yeah, yep. Cincinnati. Yep.
Not a lot of people called that one either.
Nope. So.
Yep. Harvard continues to trash the bracket, man.
Yeah, dude. Harvard and yeah.
And
Stanford's
be super
helping
smart.
Pretty well. Yeah.
These Ivy League schools are like, hey, not only can we figured out sports, we have figured it out. We came up with complex scientific equations, and now we can defeat everyone.
Yep. They did it. So kudos to them. Well, I hope your Wildcats at least make it through the next round. I don't know that they're going to make it to the championship game. I really don't, but we'll see.
Hey.
One game at a time. Alfred, what about Alfred, man? Now he takes his team to the 16.
I know.
Alfred?
Steve Alford, that's our coach from last year that I was telling you about that coaches UCLA.
Alfred is Batman's butler.
Yeah. Which is cool, too. So, anyways. All right, man. All
right. Have a great day.
You too. It has been a slew of random phone calls.
We're waiting on Matthew. He's not going to come.
Maybe because the phone lines were jammed, he couldn't get through.
He probably tried. It's okay. It's okay.
Yeah. Speaking of Alfred,
what?
This weekend we watched, not only did we see Steve Alford's team play, we also saw old crappy Batman movies.
Oh, crappy Batman. Oh, yeah, we watched Batman Forever.
Yeah.
It was great.
Yeah.
And horrible.
It was really good bad. I remember when I saw it.
That's a great way.
At the movie theater, and I thought it was great, and now I was like, man. Batman. What happened?
Yeah, see, I used to think that Val Kilmer was pretty good.
Me too.
And then I watched it and was like,
yeah.
I want to see what happens with Ben Affleck.
Me too.
I'll tell you what they need to do. They need to get whoever is writing the video games and designing the video games. Man. They need to bring them over to the movie and be like, okay, you're doing everything right. Can you teach us how? Will you teach us how to Dougie? Doug? Yeah. See? And that's what they need to do.
I agree wholeheartedly. Wholeheartedly.
Wholeheartedly.
Coming up, we have birthdays at 6:45. If you want to get a birthday shout-out in, email us, studio@mystaticradio.com. It comes to that computer directly in front of Mateo right there. Yeah.
I'll see it.
Is that like a turkey gobble?
That means send us your email.
Some Archibald by request on Team Awesome Morning Party.
Now!
Static!
Turn on the news!
I have a little news flash.
We interrupt for this breaking news.
And now the news. Good morning. This is Mateo.
Yes.
And this is what's breaking.
News.
News.
Breaking news.
New guy's puking his brains out in the corner. New guy's in the corner puking his brains out.
Hey, guys. Hillary Clinton says she's still considering her plans for the future. What are those plans? No one knows. Mm. Which future is it? We can't know. Depends on which world is involved in the incursion.
Speaking of incursions, I have to check my Clash of Clans.
You didn't sign up for that game. Stop it. There's a village. I'm looking at a village, and there are little people milling about.
Yesterday at church.
This is why you said Vikings was so cool randomly last night. Man, that show Vikings is awesome. Why is he looking at his iPad? We're not watching Vikings. I don't know. I'm just going to keep watching this. We're watching Walking Dead. I don't know what he's doing. I don't know why he's thinking about Vikings.
I blame my friend from church who yesterday said, bro, you don't play Clash of Clans? I'm like, no, I don't play Clash of Clans. I hate games like that. It's like a SimCity type game. And he goes, no, bro, it's way better. Check it out. It's like this. And now I've got 40 little Hulk Hogan looking dudes about to attack some goblins.
It looks like Legend of Zelda for Super NES.
Whoa. Oh, okay. I see what you're thinking.
And here's the thing about it. The guy that recommended this game to you was playing this game all during church yesterday. He was walking around with his iPad, just playing this game during the service, walking around.
No.
Which led to me thinking, I should look at my phone for this whole service. And then a House of Heroes group text started, and it was like, they were like, what are you guys doing? And then I said, I'm in church not listening.
Oh.
I was listening, Randy. Don't worry. I heard something. An Arkansas man was arrested after asking a bank teller to spank him.
Whoa!
Check it out. Don't ask people to spank you in public. That's weird.
Weird.
You are a weirdo if that's what you want to happen. I'm going to say that. You are a weirdo, and you need to think about things differently.
Yeah.
Man in North Carolina Walmart was arrested after sucking a woman's toes. What's happening? That's weird, too.
I need to lie down.
There's some behavior that's not acceptable in public.
Yeah.
You don't go around asking people to spank you, and you don't suck on people's toes, weirdos. Get it right. Go back to school. You need social skills. It's called tact. There are proper ways to handle being with other people, and you're not doing it. Yeah. Hashtag you're doing it wrong. Hashtag lame, hashtag, hashtag.
There you go.
An international cheese competition has named the world's best cheese.
What
is
it?
Doesn't tell me what it is, and I'm upset.
Okay.
Because I love cheese, and I wish that I knew what it was so that I could possibly invest in said cheese.
That makes sense.
Oh, I'm going to find out what it is. Winter just won't go away. Have you noticed that it's so cold in the morning?
Yeah, it's pretty cray.
Cray train.
Coo, cray train. Yeah.
And then it warms up to about the 70s. I can't get used to the 40 degree temperature difference here every day.
Yeah.
It's 40 degrees. It's between 35 and 40 degrees.
Yeah.
It's nuts.
It's pretty fantastic if you like dressing in seven layers.
Yeah. If you are all about layering, then New Mexico is the state for you. You can come to work early in the morning, dress like it's the dead of winter, and leave with a tank top and shorts on. You're covering the gamut of fashion.
But what's always awkward is walking out of the office at the end of the day holding a bunch of clothes.
It is, because then you're walking up to people saying, hey, can you spank me? Would you hold my clothes? It makes it worse.
Fired.
The worst. Fired. Fired. A school teacher in Wales was sentenced to 3.5 years in prison for running a $1.5 million cocaine operation.
Oh my gosh!
That's in Wales, so that's not on us. That's in the other countries. So for all you people that are like, they don't have laws against drugs in other countries and you never see crime over there, clearly, you're wrong.
Yep.
Duh. For some reason, Iran is building a huge fake American aircraft carrier. I feel like the world is out to get us. There are planes disappearing. Iran's building a giant boat like ours. What's going to happen next?
I don't know.
We're living in a strange world, people.
Yeah.
I wish we'd all been ready. Wish we'd all been ready. There's no time to change your mind. Sun has come and you've been left behind. Starring Nicolas Cage.
That's high praise.
Wild bears are invading the suburbs of Florida. How do you feel?
That's so far away, I don't even care.
No?
Oh. Ah, man, care. That wounds me deeply.
You are wounded. He's
not
wounded.
A Florida guy.
He's wounded.
It seems like every time we talk about Florida, it's something crazy.
Do you ever tweet?
Yeah.
Sometimes Twitter can feel like a lonely little party.
Yeah.
Nobody's talking to you because you're just throwing out your little bits of comedy and nobody's replying. No retweets, no replies, no favorites.
Oh.
Sure, celebrities and people with thousands of followers get feedback from fans regularly. But the median active Twitter user has 61 followers. And sometimes even clever tweets are met with dead silence. Just like that. Twitter's latest experiment might end up making people feel shunned when their 140-character quips are ignored. It's testing a feature that shows how many people have read your tweets.
Huh.
Oh. Unless a tweet is favorited or retweeted, you won't know who saw your tweets. But you will know who scrolled by it as they check their feed. Bunch of jerks. Sometimes I have friends and I just favorite it just because they're my friend.
Yeah.
And I want them to feel good. Because I know that stupid little social media app makes me feel good. So maybe this will help them feel good.
Somebody kick the heater on.
Doug, did you kick the heater on? Ooh, Doug. Don't you be in there messing with that heater. He's got that I turn the heater look on his face.
Here's the problem with being hipster, trendy, cool. It's really hot in here now because of the heater. I can't take my beanie off.
So much
this
for layering.
This is a fashion statement.
It's a fashion statement. It's a second sun statement.
Ah!
You are infamous this morning.
I am.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
Read between the lines, listener. Exercise at night will not hurt your sleep. This is a common fear. I've always thought about it. If I exercise at night, how am I going to sleep?
I thought it gave you energy.
Yeah, I'm going to get my... Yeah. Well, if your only chance to squeeze in a workout is at night, don't worry about messing up your sleep.
Okay.
A new study from Arizona State University found that people who exercise in the evening sleep just as well as those who don't bust sweat before bed.
Hmm.
Typically, if I could have my way, I would work out in the morning. But work out in the afternoon. Because
you work out your mind in the morning.
It's true. It's like, mental gymnastics.
Yeah.
Every morning. Trying to be funny. It doesn't work.
Sometimes it works.
Nope, it does not. Former President Jimmy Carter believes U.S. intelligence agencies are spying on him. So much so he avoids email to avoid government spies. It sounds to me like he's just an old guy.
Yeah.
I know Grandpa Friend doesn't have email. He doesn't use email at all. He's got internet, but he doesn't understand that he's being tracked.
Yeah.
He doesn't get that when he comes down here and brags about living on the other side of Sandia Mountains, that people know they can figure out what that means.
When was Grandpa Friend here last? Friday? Was that Friday?
When? I think so.
Okay. Yeah, it was Friday?
Thursday?
Podcast.
Podcast,
you
Grandpa
don't know
Friend.
Who Grandpa Friend is.
He's crazy.
He is crazy. There's a bunch of crazy people popping up here.
There are.
Yeah.
Whatever happened to that Disney singing hobo?
Yeah, that's what I was wondering.
Isaac the homeless guy.
No clue.
Nobody knows. He disappeared. He was a vagabond. That's why he connected with Aladdin so much.
Yeah.
And Lion King.
Hood rat. Street rat.
Hood rat. Hood rat is the modern day interpretation of street rat.
I don't buy that.
So Jimmy Carter says, you know, I've felt that my own communications are probably monitored. And when I want to communicate with a foreign leader privately, I type or write a letter myself, put it in the post office and mail it. I believe if I send an email, it will be monitored. As you probably guessed, the 89-year-old thinks the NSA and others have abused the argument that gathering intelligence is critical to Homeland Security. Man, that's funny, because I bet the NSA no longer checks mailboxes. Dang it! How did they get around us? They were using the regular mail! Ah! Why didn't we think of this, Doug? Doug! Ah! These days, anyone can take a poorly lit self-photograph and stick it on their Facebook, but how many people have the style chutzpah?
What?
Is that chutzpah? Chutzpah.
Oh, yeah.
How do you say it?
I don't know.
Tell me how to say it.
Chutzpah.
Chutzpah. That's it. The C is silent.
Yeah.
Chutzpah. To rock shirts emblazoned with their mug. One Canadian company is making selfie fashion a thing. Thanks. You can now have your face, or the face of anyone else you love, slash hate for that matter, printed onto a t-shirt, tank top, or sweatshirt for only $94.
Our friend Joey Belleville did this a decade ago.
Yeah. Just upload your selfie to the Shelfies website, and in 20 to 25 days, your apparel will be on your body. You will be wearing your own face or the face of a loved one slash hated one in your life.
That's a stupid amount of money.
It would be cool for me to have a shirt with your face on it that said hashtag lame, hashtag cool.
Gosh.
Both of them. Hashtag
you
team,
decide.
Team awesome morning party. No, I would have Don's face and then it would say hashtag you decide because that's... You decide who will you run to? I will run to Doug. That's who.
Yeah?
Maybe.
We still have like a minute.
Why?
Until we have to run to Doug.
Talk about insult to injury. A Michigan woman was displaced by a fire at her house last week. 3 days later, someone broke into her apartment and stole a TV and a DVD player. Luckily, the maintenance man saw what happened. He didn't have to go too far to see where the crook was going. It was one of her neighbors.
Ugh.
Ah. Michael J. Mickey Petronchek of Aliquippa, Pennsylvania.
Wow.
Good grief. Died in February at the age of 54.
Oh.
He was deeply loved by his family and his friends at Federal Express, where he worked. He touched the lives of many people at that company. Wow. When he passed away, they arrived at his funeral in about 100 delivery vans.
Whoa.
Talking about making an impact at work. That's pretty different.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not making fun of that. That's pretty different.
Yeah.
Let's hear a little bit more about that dude that got arrested for sucking on people's toes.
Okay.
And then we're going to find Doug because I don't know what he's doing, and this makes me not trust the situation. Police in North Carolina have arrested a man accused of sucking on a woman's toes at a Walmart after convincing her that he was a podiatry student. Authorities say Michael Anthony Brown convinced the woman to try on several pairs of shoes at the store. At some point, the man stuck her foot in his mouth. Police say when the woman became upset, Brown offered to pay for her groceries. And instead, he got paid with jail time. Wa-boom!
Gosh.
If we would have had the SVU sound right there, he got paid in jail time.
Wa-boom! Tayo!
It would have been awesome. I should get that in the computer, so anytime I make a joke, you can go, Wa-boom!
That would be Tayo! Awesome. That's a really good idea.
That is a good idea. I'll see what I can do about it.
For
now, that's your look at breaking news.
Time now to go to our favorite intern. I can't say that. We actually have more than one.
No, he's my favorite.
Is he?
Yeah.
More than 2.0?
Maybe.
Okay.
Good morning.
Good morning, Doug.
Hey, Doug. You're my favorite male intern.
Oh, thank you.
Wait, pause. I go get the mail. I go get the mail.
You do.
And it, what you just said hurt my feelings.
Yeah, that's true.
It hurt my feelings, Doug.
You get paid.
Ooh.
Well, today is March 24, 2014, day 83, and there are 282 days remaining in the year. And up first this morning from Zero Dark 30, the help and Tree of Life.
Jessica Chastain.
Yes, sir.
Whoa! Love you, Jess.
Pretty good. That was a pretty good guess.
Yeah, I'm a fan. She'd be a good grown-up MJ.
Oh, man, don't talk to me.
Sorry. She is 28.
No, she is 33.
She is 37 years old today.
Oh, whoa!
Whoa, girl.
Yeah. That just happened.
That did just happen.
The next birthday from Mississippi Burning. Mail Call, Saving Silverman, and Gunnery Sergeant Hartman from Full Metal Jacket.
Oh, man. I don't remember his
name. I don't know him either.
Arlie Ermey.
Arlie Ermey.
Arlie Ermey? I don't know. I thought we were late. You're welcome.
He was a real, like, drill sergeant in the military.
I know
military.
Who this guy is. He was in funny movies, too, right?
Yeah. He is 64.
That man is 66 years old.
That man is 70 years old today.
Dang. Wow.
Yes. Next up, we got fashion designer
Calvin Klein.
Calvin Klein's no friend of mine. Don't want nobody's name on my behind.
Is it Calvin Klein?
Yes.
Wow.
And now the new fragrance from Calvin Klein. Junk.
Why do you keep calling me Calvin?
It was written all over your underwear, idiot. That's what I would have said. Who writes their name all over their underwear, idiot?
Calvin Klein is 66.
Calvin Klein is 72.
He is 63 years old
today.
Okay.
Well, looking good. That's Doug's mic. He sounds like he's in AM radio.
Is he burning up?
Yeah, he's calling us from AM radio.
Is there fire in there?
It smells like it.
Oh, no.
Next up, comedian from several sitcoms, which I cannot name because his name's in all of them.
Oh.
And he had minor roles in Coming to America and Ferris Bueller's Day Off.
Wait. Minor roles in Coming to America and Ferris Bueller's
Bob
Day
Off. Bob Newhart?
He played the flower man in Ferris Bueller's Day Off.
Flower man.
He delivered the flowers to Ferris's house.
Oh! Why can't I picture his face right now?
He was in sitcoms, but his name was in all of the sitcoms.
Is it Ray Romano?
No, they were. One of them was a cartoon sitcom.
Wait, Howie Mandel?
No.
Oh,
close. Same time frame.
He was the voice of Gizmo.
Oh,
yeah.
I give up.
Wait,
I don't. I'm not gonna know it.
And he was also in Coming to America.
Yes.
Who was he in Coming to America?
We're never gonna know.
He was just like one of the background people. He didn't have like a big role.
It's Louis Anderson.
Yes.
Woo!
Oh,
yes,
Life
it
with
is.
Louis. He Life worked, with Louis.
And he yes. worked at the McRonald's with Eddie Murphy.
Yeah.
That's
yes.
awesome. Louis Anderson.
I am
Anderson.
The greatest man alive.
Well done. I don't know about
Louis
that
Anderson.
Last statement, but that's fine.
He talks like he's like a big guy. He's like,
Life
Louis,
with Louis. That was a funny.
He did Family Feud, didn't he?
I'm Louis Anderson.
This is a giant space between my teeth.
I'm 54 years old.
I'm Louis Anderson, and I am 58 years old.
He is 61 years old today.
I was closer.
Louis Anderson
61.
Okay.
Next birthday, she was one of the original hosts of The View. She was on Celebrity Apprentice, Lawyer, and she got famous by covering the O.J. Simpson trial.
Oh. Connie Chung? No.
Nope.
One of the original people on The View?
Yes.
Barbara Waters? No.
Nope.
Star Lady?
Jones.
Star Jones.
Oh,
really?
Yes.
Yeah. High five.
Teamwork.
Team Awesome Teamwork Party.
She is 40 awful.
40 awful? Gosh, she's 39.
She is 52.
52? Okay. Ridiculous.
Yes.
Yeah.
The next one. From Django Unchained, the big red one, Lizzie McGuire TV show and the movie, and from Revenge of the Nerds.
Ooh. Man, I never saw Django.
I saw it. I seen it.
But I don't know who this is.
Lewis.
Lewis. Revenge of the Nerds.
He played Lewis? He was just in the commercial.
I don't remember his name. I'm a terrible person.
What's his name?
Robert Carradine.
Robert Carradine.
I did know that.
Have you seen the new commercial with him and Booger?
Yes.
Yeah, it's pretty awesome.
He is 57.
He is 60.
He is 60 years old today.
Nicely done.
Oh, I know. You love it. You love it. One, two, three, four.
Metal. We all need God's love.
Next up is Microsoft CEO
Bill Gates.
Nope.
What?
Steve Ballmer.
Steve Ballmer. I think Bill Gates got out of the Microsoft game a few years ago.
Did he?
Yeah.
Oh. Whatever. I'm a Mac. But I have a PC.
Hi, I'm a PC. I can't do anything.
I got glasses. I'm a nerd.
Oh, they're making me out to look crazy stupid on these commercials.
And then they were like, oh, yeah? And then they came out the surface. And we're like, yeah, okay.
Well,
yeah, I mean, you're cool, I guess.
All right, how old's... that man that we don't know who he is.
57.
59. 58. Ah, Doug!
The worst.
Why didn't you just give us a clue?
My bad.
It's okay.
It's not Flashback Friday.
This was a one-hit wonder for me.
Yes.
I almost played this the other day.
Is this from a movie or is this the actual person from this?
This is the actual person's birthday.
Dang it.
Oh my gosh.
99 Left Balloons by...
Who sang this?
Wait,
I can look on this sheet and cheat because it's on here. Doug, I'm going to cheat real quick. Nina.
Yes.
Nina's Boys!
No clue.
Shout out to Ryan Scott Graham.
It is Nina's birthday.
She's 47.
No.
Oh, that's the worst.
She is 54.
She is 54.
Oh, my gosh! Oh, my gosh! He's going for it! One, two, one, two, three, he did it!
Nicely done.
Mateo don't play on Monday birthday day. Lots of days in there.
Because life is cray-cray.
Life is cray-cray. Try Jesus. He's the way-way! Thank you, Ted!
The next one from Seinfeld. Heartbreak Kid. The movie Hall Pass, and she played Holly Cleary in True Blood.
Oh, gross. I don't care about True Blood. It's about vampires. I don't want to know about that.
I never watched Seinfeld. I don't know.
Oh, it's a show about nothing.
So it's probably not the main girl.
No.
Julia Louis.
She played one of Jerry's girlfriends.
Ah. No idea.
Sandwich Lady.
Lauren Bowles.
Oh.
Still no idea.
Tim would know.
But she is 46. No, she's not.
He is a girl. She is 61.
What?
She is 44 years old
today.
Dang
it, Doug. I really thought.
She is. From Twin Peaks, The Practice, Wayne's World, Dead Poets Society.
She dated.
Las Vegas, since you've been gone.
She dated Jack Nicholson, right? She played Stacy, Wayne's crazy ex-girlfriend.
Yes.
I don't know. I remember her face.
She dated Jack Nicholson. She was really skinny.
Crystal Myers.
No, what?
She was really skinny.
I know. No, I know her name. No, Laura. Laura Flynn Boyle.
Yes.
Laura Flynn Boyle.
Yes.
I've heard that name before.
Yes.
Well
Laura
done.
Flynn Boyle's
Thank
birthday.
You.
Now guess how old she is, friend.
I get all the good parts right. She is 50.
She's 52.
She is 44 years old today.
Okay.
Dang it. Jack Nicholson.
Looking good, Laura Flynn Boyle.
From the American Pie films and How I Met Your Mother.
I'm the girl.
Oh, the redhead
flautist.
Girl.
Yes.
The girl.
What is her name? I don't know her name. What is it?
Allison Hannigan.
Allison Hannigan. Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
But we know who we're talking about.
35.
She is 33.
She is 40 today.
Dang it, that girl. Oh, man. Our
whole universe was in a hot, dense. Bill Parsons. Johnny Galecki.
Jim Parsons. Yeah, from The Big Bang Theory, Garden State, and The Muppets.
Yes. He was also in a really funny FedEx commercial. I remember him from, like, years ago.
Bang!
Okay. Jim Parsons is 35.
All right, he is 33.
41.
Okay.
I wish that I could get another one.
And our last birthday this morning.
No!
Bob Costas.
No. He plays in the NFL, though.
Oh.
He is advertised almost anything you could ask him to advertise for. Former Super Bowl MVP.
Brett Favre.
Current quarterback of a team in the AFC.
In the AFC, he's current?
Yes.
Peyton Manning.
Yes.
No! Yeah! It's his birthday!
It's his birthday, Peyton Manning. To birthday. You got a huge forehead. Hey. It's because he stores head. All that football knowledge in there.
It's not right? A forehead, it's a six head. Do you get it?
How old is he? I got distracted. I just got a text from Mitch, who just woke up after a really awful night of being really sick. She's got the flu.
Mitch!
We have to spray her room down. Great.
How do these people get the flu so much?
I don't know. Pray for her.
Hey, also pray for my granddad.
She'll
my
still
granddad.
Be in for a show, of course.
My granddad fell, and he broke a couple of ribs and his
oh
shoulder
blade. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, that's for real stuff.
How old is Peyton Manning?
Peyton Manning is... I think he's 34 today.
Dang it, I was going to say 34. He's 35?
He is 38 years old.
Oh!
Wow. Okay. Yep.
Dang, dude.
He's doing it.
He's creeping up there. We're on to dates now.
Dang, dude.
On this day in what year, Alexander Winton sold his first automobile built in Cleveland to mining engineer Robert Allison for $1,000. It was the first car built and sold in the U.S.
Ooh.
1911.
1889.
Wow.
That was a year after
cars.
Back to the Future Part 3.
Yeah, there weren't cars
circles
in there.
Circles in my head.
In this day and what year, an event later dramatized in the movie The Great Escape, prisoners began breaking out of, excuse my German, Stalag Luft III.
1941.
I love this song.
You know you make me break out. I say 41.
But you say 1941?
Yeah.
1922.
1944.
Dang!
Ah. End of World War II. We'll keep this music because, speaking of breaking out, on this day in what year, in Alaska's Prince William Sound, the Exxon Valdez spilled 240,000 barrels of petroleum after running aground.
85.
87.
89. Ah. 89 was a good year.
That song was on the soundtrack to Me, Myself, and Irene.
Mm. Mm-hmm.
And the last one this morning. On this day in what year, some 100 cars were damaged by fire when dry grass ignited at a cook-off sponsored by the San Antonio Firefighters Association. No one was hurt.
Oh, wow.
Bitter irony. 1997.
1999.
1991. This week is National Pediatric Nurse Practitioner Week. It is National Cleaning Week. It is Meat Free Week. Today is National Chocolate Covered Raisins Day. And is World Tuberculosis Day.
Wow. Whoa! We got a great show for you today. Mad Lib Monday in the 7 o'clock hour. Right back, we got some After Edmund, The Walking Tree, some Chevelle,
and more Team Awesome Morning Party.
Oh no!
Static.
Don't touch that dial. Listen to
Team Awesome Morning Party.
Cornerstone of any nutritious breakfast.
Morning! Welcome to traffic.
I turned them on.
I
believe.
But
I didn't turn
fine.
It up.
I don't care.
You got to turn the mics on and then turn them
you
off.
You could hear me, and this traffic
I
is
really
for
could.
You.
I really could. Thanks,
because
buddy.
You're the one driving.
Hey, all right.
That's what matters. We just watched the new X-Men trailer. It is posted.
Man.
It looks good. There is an accident to report. Little Broadway Boulevard Southeast at Gibson Boulevard. An accident, so watch out around there. And then also the construction at I-25 in Paseo, which is your favorite feature of Albuquerque.
Man.
It's still
it's going
on. It may be.
When it's done.
Will it be
Did
worth it?
Did you see the crazy ramp thing?
What if it's not good, and then we have to do Days of Future Past and go back in time and eliminate the vote?
Fix it. Help the. I guess the mayor's supposed to like come hang out with us so we could talk to him if it doesn't work out.
Mayor Barry, how are we going to fix this, man?
Yeah.
I'll ask him about time travel. I'll see if it's real.
Okay, good.
And hoverboards.
Good. Traffic brought to you by Solomon's Porch, 4001 Osuna Road Northeast on the Calvary campus. Phone number is 505-338-3669. Get in there. Get your shot.
Get your, what'd you get?
I got a Cuban Campana.
Yep.
That's what I got today. It's like this double shot of espresso with caramel and a little whip and a little cream.
Say hello to our buddy Michael.
Hi, Michael.
No, when you go to Sopo.
Oh, okay.
Listen, say hello to Michael.
Gosh. I wasn't sure what you were talking about.
It's
I was
okay.
Like, oh, okay. Yeah, that's cool. I could do that.
Mm-hmm.
Coming up in T-minus 10 minutes, we will have Teo's favorite segment of the morning.
There's one drawback for Mondays, and it's that Mad Lib Monday is still a thing.
You love it.
Hashtag lame.
Ooh, what about this one? Camp songs? You like music, right?
Yeah.
We'll do that one.
I've heard of music before. I've dabbled.
Coming up at 7:30, you can get your words in at facebook.com/mystaticradio. We just watched an epic trailer. This summer is gearing up to be fantastical.
Let's talk about movies real quick. In like a week and a half, Captain America comes out.
Yep.
Okay.
Which, if you haven't read this comic line, The Winter Soldier, written by Ed Brubaker... It was an amazing story arc.
He's arguably one of the best writers of Captain America ever.
And he retweeted me once. Yeah, that's right.
You have a Twitter bond, a nostalgic bond over social media with Ed Brubaker.
I do. I really do. I was mad at you and all my comic friends, and I said, why haven't my comic friends ever told me about Gotham Central by Ed Brubaker? Mm. Amazing read.
I've never read it.
And then he went, retweet! And I said, thanks, Ed Brubaker!
Oh.
What?
Everything else you've done is good, too. Will you retweet that one?
Gone.
Okay, so
Gone.
Captain America.
Yep.
Then we have a couple weeks later. Well, first, this Friday, Noah.
Noah!
Then the next, and last week was Muppets. And Divergent, which slaughtered the Muppets at the box office.
Oh, no, Divergent, they're Muppets.
They're gone.
Sad.
Will they have a third sequel?
We need to go into the future and get old Kermit and bring him back and tell him about Divergent, and then he can take out... No.
No.
It's complicated.
Shailene already got kicked out of one movie.
Time travel.
Anyway, so, Noah, Captain America.
Yep.
And then a couple weeks, something else coming out. Spider-Man.
Yeah.
Then a couple weeks, Godzilla. Then the next week, X-Men. Then a couple, like a few more weeks or a month, Transformers. Then a month after that, Guardians of the Galaxy.
This is crazy.
Good grief, everyone. We're going to spend all our money at the movies.
Hey, if you like comic books, if you like talking about movies, TV shows, stuff like that, don't forget Comics Corner. Every single Wednesday morning at 8 a.m., sponsored by our dear friends at Astro Zombies.
Yeah, and sometimes Max comes.
Yeah, sometimes Max, manager at Astro Zombies, will come hang out with us as we talk about the latest comic book reviews and whatnot.
And sometimes he doesn't show up, and we keep his copy of Noah.
And we do. We had a review of Noah, the graphic novel, which released this last week. in preparation for the film, which the movie actually based upon this comic book.
Yes.
Not the biblical account of Noah.
The director, Darren Aronofsky, wrote this comic book based on the biblical account, but it is loosely based.
Yeah. Yeah, there's some Nephilim in there with six arms and whatnot.
Ooh, yeah. They're helping.
I wonder if that's going to be in the movie. I feel like it has to be, but we haven't seen anything like that in the trailer. So I feel like it'll throw people off if it's been like biblical account, and then all of a sudden, six-armed giants! They're called Nephilim! What's up? Hey, how's it going? I'm a giant. I'm going to help build this ark.
I don't know. They could get around it, but...
Yeah?
I mean, maybe they didn't have the budget for it.
For the six-armed man?
Maybe. I don't know. I don't know.
Yeah, so anyways, you can check out that review in its entirety from our podcast last week. MyStaticRadio.com/mornings. Get there. Check it out. In 6.5 minutes, we will be doing your favorite segment, Mad Lib Monday.
Yeah.
Get your words in now, Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. Steam Awesome Morning Party.
Now.
Static.
Blissness I seen as my skin begins to creep.
Get ready for a jolt. Ready?
Wake up!
It's Team Awesome Morning Party.
Wake up!
On Static Radio.
And here comes trouble. Here comes trouble.
Teo's favorite time of the day.
Just get it over with.
We're gonna play us a Mad Lib Monday.
Let's just do this.
We're gonna sing some songs of glory
and freedom.
It's Team Awesome Morning Party. That all rhyme.
What song is this?
I don't know. Passion Pit?
Oh, okay. Okay, friends, we're going to do a Mad Lib Monday because everybody in this world loves it.
Blah, blah, blah,
Yeah, you admitted it.
It's just another
Mad Lib Monday. Come on, buddy.
Where is my wife?
I thought she was in Nashville.
I don't know anything. I check out every
day. It's just another Mad Lib Monday.
Mentally.
That's right, it's Mad Lib Monday. It's Mateo's favorite segment on the morning show, and we need your help filling this bad boy out.
Oh.
We're in a singy-songy kind of mood. Yeah. So we're going to sing songs of glory.
Glory and songs.
Yeah. I need a pen.
Oh, no.
I probably shouldn't use a Sharpie for the Mad Lib.
There you are.
It will mess me up. 505-338-3700 is the phone number. Oh, no!
What happened? What is that?
I just got a text.
Is that the couch?
No, that is Brody's favorite shirt with a big rip in it from the dryer.
The dryer.
First the dryer's going bad, everybody.
First, I thought it was
I need
cat.
Help. I can't afford to buy a new dryer, but I got to replace some, like, O-ring things or
yeah,
something. They're, like,
yeah.
worn.
You know, you got to replace those O-rings.
Ah!
I was about to make a Challenger joke. The Challenger that blew up in 1986.
Oh, my gosh.
It was the O-rings in one of the rockets.
Are you serious?
Yeah, that's why it blew up. And I was about to make a joke about it, but I stopped myself. So.
That's good.
So it's good.
I mean, it's that you didn't.
It's a little bit of redemption there.
Yeah, there you go.
It's fine.
Static.
Good morning.
Good morning.
What do you guys need?
I need a new dryer.
I need an insurance policy.
But, I mean, I'll take an adjective.
Adjective? Okay. Arctic.
Ooh.
Arctic. I like that.
Like when it's an Arctic chill.
Yeah. I mean, why not? I added a C, just like you said it. Arctic.
Arctic.
I think it's just Arctic.
Yeah, I think so. Arctic.
Arctic. I like that. That's good. Makes it look cooler when you spell it. Thanks for the call.
You better quit mispronouncing that word.
She's just full of giggles.
Hey, that's fine. Giggle.
Oh, 505-338-3700, the phone number. Or Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio if you'd like to chime in for Mad Lib Monday. We
Please
need some
chime
help.
In.
Static.
Please.
Hello. Hi.
Hi. Welcome.
Derp. Mr. James.
Hello.
No.
Hi.
Hi.
Did you press the mute button?
The what?
No, never mind.
You're a little kid.
Can I have a noun, please?
Hair.
Yes.
Hair. Thank you.
Yep.
That's good. Do you have hair on your head?
Yes, I do, but it is very long and popular.
Very long and popular.
I'm glad to hear that.
I hope you
have a good week, okay?
Gosh, that was magnificent. Thank you.
Bye. Have a good day.
You too. Love you.
Love you.
Nothing. Kids don't say I love you back. There's probably wisdom in that.
It's because there's a list we're going to talk about later that says New Mexico is the worst state in the union for child well-being.
What? We will talk about that coming up. We have a list of the best and the worst of all 50 states in the nation. We'll talk about that. But right now it's Mad Lib Monday, 505-338-3700. Static.
Hey, guys. It's Miss Bear. Stephanie
hey,
Bear.
Hey, Steph.
Whatever you want to call me.
What's up, SB?
SB.
I need a plural noun.
A plural noun.
Mm-hmm.
I'm looking at bushes, so I guess bushes is a plural noun, right?
Yes.
I was thinking bush would be, but then that, I don't know. It's not like moose.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
We all know the plural for moose is meese.
Yep.
So, like goose and geese, obviously.
Yeah, exactly.
So, I know my words, so there you go.
And actually, less. I think it is Arctic.
It is.
We were just joking.
We were kidding around. People take us seriously at the wrong times.
I know, especially when we're mistaken.
Yeah. Thanks, SB.
Bye.
Love you guys. Later. Bye.
505-338-3700, the phone number. It is Mad Lib Monday, and we need your help. We're trying to fill this thing out as quickly as possible so Teo doesn't freak out because he doesn't like this segment.
I've already peed my pants.
Kids and women everywhere love it, though. So, and Wooly.
I'm happy that... Where is Wooly? Wooly said he's going to call in. Wooly, call in,
he's
friend.
He's all wooly-nooly on it.
All wooly mammoth walking around extinct and whatnot.
Yeah, you know.
Frozen in the ice, the polar ice cap.
All Arctic. 505-338-3700 is the phone number. That's 505-338-3700. We also posted it on Facebook.
We did. No, we didn't.
Oh, we didn't?
I forgot.
Oh,
all right,
gosh.
Hang on.
I said that like 20 minutes ago.
Sabotage! Where's that intro? Why are we playing that intro?
Man.
That's what I want to know.
All right.
Oh, good grief.
Static.
Love you.
Yes!
Wooly! Gosh, dude. Gosh!
Sorry, man. Hey, I was just taking in the sunrise. It's pretty extraordinary.
Oh, wow. Don't you get all poetic on me.
Oh, I am. No, it really is pretty wonderful, but I missed you, and I am not yet extinct.
Okay.
One day.
This is good. This is good.
It's on my to-do list.
Man, I need... Are you ready for this? This is a weird one.
I was born ready. I came out, and I was ready.
Whoa! Those are cool noises.
I need something alive.
Something alive?
Yeah.
Does it have to be... Is that all that it's
specified? That's seriously what it says. Something alive.
Something alive.
Yeah.
Ooh. Ooh. Mm-hmm.
Right? No.
No?
No.
No. Something alive. All right, let's go with phytoplankton.
Yes!
Phytoplankton.
Boom.
Yesterday, okay. Jack was asking me science questions.
Yeah.
About the makeup of the lung, the human lung.
Yeah.
Like the cilia and the mucous membrane and all that. I don't remember any of that. Any of it. None. Zero, Wooly.
Yeah.
Bro.
And then, to confuse him, he was like, this is a picture of a healthy lung, and this is a picture of a lung that a smoker's lung. And I said, man, that smoker's lung looks cool, doesn't it?
Oh, my God!
I said, it looks cool. And he said, no, it doesn't. It looks horrible. And I was like, that's because cigarettes are not cool. And if anybody ever tells you that they're cool, you say, I wish you weren't a liar. Straight to their face.
Amazing. That's how we train up our children.
No, it's good. You saved them.
Exactly.
Hey, y'all have a good day. And I love you. I love everybody. Everybody else needs to call in, by the way. These guys are struggling for some words.
Amen.
Gosh.
Do you need a backup word? Do you need a round two?
Yes.
Sure, I'll take an adjective.
An adjective?
Yeah.
Lofty.
Lofty. That's why Wooly is the best.
I am the best. Fact. This is true. It's in a word somewhere.
He trains people up in life and knowledge.
Lofty. Hey, drop it and have a good day. Do something. You should get jiggy with it. That's what you really should do.
That's what I've been doing since 94.
No. Hey, by the way, can I just, real quick, Mateo?
Hey.
Homie, breaking news has gotten progressively more hilarious by the day.
Boom. I'm glad to
hear
that.
No, I am glad to hear it.
It would be great if it was like a TV show about it.
It's really rad.
Yeah.
And you just, yes, and that's all. So, all love right. you. Adios.
Thanks,
have a good day.
Peace. Love you too, bro.
Bye.
Peace. 505-338-3700, the phone number. Dave the Drummer Dave from the Echoing Green just texted in.
What did he say?
He said itchy as an adjective. I just threw it in there.
I like it.
Static.
What up, locos?
What up?
What you guys needing?
I need an adjective.
Advanced.
Okay.
Is that advanced. Because of advanced Dungeons and Dragons?
Or age, or thought process, or whatever.
Gosh,
advanced.
That's so much.
We're going with advanced, because that's the first one you said. Thank you.
Loco.
Much love, guys.
Right, much love.
Love you too, bro.
I'm glad he said much love and not medium love, guys. Medium love.
What do y'all need?
I need a noun.
Noun?
Yep.
You're cruising.
This one's tough.
Hey,
tower.
Tower.
Three-fourths love, man.
Yeah, tower. Yeah.
Yes.
Three-fourths love.
Okay. Also, I got that book from y'all.
Yeah, right.
I think it was y'all sent me the book. I think it was like Outlaw or something.
Oh yeah,
like that,
yeah, that Ted Decker book you won. You got it?
Yeah, yep. And I just I never read the backs or nothing like that. I'm just, but it looks like I got me a book to read over the spring break.
There
so,
you go.
Enjoy
it. That Ted Decker, he's a
Thank
good
you.
Author.
When you say read a book over spring break, do you mean you're going to put that under a table and balance it?
He's going to read a book, man.
That doesn't make sense to me. Over spring break?
Thanks for the call.
Bye.
Hey, not everybody has to go out and party like it's 1999.
Panama City 94, baby!
Static.
Hello, Daddy.
Hey!
Jack.
I want to go on for Mad Lib Monday.
All right. You're on. Hey, because we need help, bro.
Jack, you tell him how gross the smoker's lung looks.
It looks brown and crunchy.
Boom!
Yeah, that's pretty nasty. He hard to breathe with a brown, crunchy lung.
Your lung is crunchy, dude!
Yeah. So here's the deal, bro. I need a noun.
Okay,
Oh, who's that?
Let's see. Yeah, that's Brody.
Well, of course it is. Gosh, center of attention.
Hey, Brody.
Sorry you have to deal with him, Jack. Gosh. Babies. I need a noun.
Okay.
I believe in you.
You're George Washington.
George?
That's,
okay.
That's a proper noun, but that'll work.
Yeah, we'll make it work.
Okay.
All right. Oh, I spelled George wrong. How do you
what?
Spell George Washington?
Oh,
George Washington.
He knows. Tell him, Jack.
Luke wants to call in.
Okay.
Or
okay.
He wants to say a word.
Okay.
Luke.
Hey, Daddy.
Hey, kid.
Hey, Matt. Hey.
I need a noun.
Noun.
Walmart.
Walmart.
Yes.
Yep. That's my kid. All right. Love you.
Love you, too.
Tell my wife I love her and tell my other kids I love them.
Okay.
Luke, all right. Luke, how's Panda?
Good.
Awesome.
Oh, okay.
Glad to hear it.
Jack accidentally threw a ball and it hit her tent.
Okay. It hit her tent?
Great.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
She's
Wait,
gonna...
he accidentally threw the ball or he purposely threw the ball and it accidentally hit the tent?
He accidentally threw the ball. And now Panda goes up by that little tall window that she usually falls off.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, yeah,
She'll
yeah.
fall off again. Don't sure. worry.
It's okay. All right. Well, have a great Monday, kid.
Okay.
Love you.
Bye.
Love you, too.
All right.
Bye.
Bye. Those kids, they're great. Except Brody. He didn't give us a word.
Brody ugh. Is the most stuck-up little baby.
16-month-old. Ugh.
He will only talk to you if you retweet him.
Yeah, it's the worst.
If you, unless there's a favorite and a retweet, he won't talk to you.
Not even the time of day.
Nope.
I'm like, dude, just give me a mention.
And he's
something.
Like,
something. He's like, yeah, here's your mention. Hashtag needy daddy. Ugh. I'm like, dude.
What a baby.
16-month-old doom
baby.
Static.
Hey, guys, it's Dora the Explorer,
bro.
What do you need?
Hey! It's what? Wow.
Dora the Explorer? Is that what you said?
Olivia from Oak Grove.
Yeah, dude.
Dora the Explorer,
the
got it.
The Classical Academy, the school that's on this campus.
What?
That's
there's
yeah.
a, there's
yeah.
a school here?
Gosh. Okay. Well, that means you're smart, so let's go with the verb ending in ing.
Okay. Let's see. Vomiting.
That's awesome.
Is that why there are kids here all the time?
That's about what I was expecting from my children, but instead we got it from the grown-up.
Hey,
so,
grown-up.
Good.
Vomiting.
Thank you, Olivia.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye.
Gosh.
I thought there were kids running around all the time because it was a fantastic playground I hadn't seen yet.
Nope. It's a school here.
Oh, disappointment.
Static.
I'll take an easy word.
All right. Can I have an adjective?
Adjective. Sexy.
Yeah. All right. That's good. Works for me.
In honor of my wife.
Aww.
TJ.
Thanks, Teej. Thanks, bro.
That thing you sent me on Facebook is awesome. That ring thing. Did I show you that, Steve-O?
No.
I want that one.
It's an armband controller. It's like Iron Man.
Oh, okay.
And it's an armband. So you can play video games like boom, boom. If you guys could see what I'm doing right now, it would be incredible. I'll post a video. I'll post a video on Facebook.
It's okay. I'm in front of him, and I can't see, so it's okay. Yeah. I know. I got you.
Watch this. That's the only way I can make people see what I'm doing.
Oh, thanks, Teej.
Yeah.
All right. That guy. Static.
What?
Whoa.
Hello?
Hi.
Hi. Oh.
Hello.
How are you? What do you mean?
I need an adjective.
Hyperactive.
Amen.
So weird.
Is that me?
Yeah, I think so.
Am I speaking to myself?
Echo.
Am I speaking to myself? Hello, Mateo. You're stupid.
Didn't work.
I didn't hear it.
Yeah. Okay, thanks for the call.
Thanks.
Wait, what did they say?
I think they said hyperactive.
Hyperactive. We are so close. I only need four more.
So close.
Gosh, this doesn't take too long every week.
We have filled out this Mad Lib exclusively by phone calls, and I'm happy about that because I forgot to post something on the internet.
505-338-3700, the phone number. I need four more words. Unless
four
we got
more.
Some on Facebook.
No,
Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. Four words. Come on, people. Everybody's like, but I got to get out of the car for work/school. Hurry.
No, you don't.
Got this, people. 505.
Who started
this? Why am I whispering?
Who started this tradition, this Mad Lib? Where did it come from? Give me the origin story.
Wait, if you're mad about it, I'm going to say Mitch did.
Oh, yeah. You know, it seems like it could be an option. Oh,
okay, I did.
Oh, why would you do that?
Static.
Hi, this is Claire again.
Hi.
Hey, Claire.
I need a
plug. I'll help you because I want to hear the thing and we're almost at school.
Oh, okay, we got to hurry.
Okay, we're going to hurry. I need a plural noun.
A plural noun. Chickens, because we're going to get chickens.
I'm not getting chickens, Claire.
Love.
Not-
I am.
Oh, you are.
You're getting chickens?
God bless you. Congratulations.
Yeah. Oh, chickens.
Okay,
chickens. Awesome. Enjoy them. They're amazing. All right, bye. Okay, Static.
Good morning, guys.
Hey.
Hi.
I kind of suck at this. Like, I always try to listen to this because I want to learn the whole pronoun. And
this one's easy. Stuff. This one's easy. I need a verb ending in ing.
Pretending.
Okay.
Brilliant.
Okay.
I did it. Yes.
Is pretend even a verb, though?
Oh, yes. Dang it. Okay.
I'm just kidding.
You did good.
Skating.
Pretending works.
You did good. He was pretending that you were wrong.
Yeah. There you go. All right.
Bye.
Okay. I need two more, and then we can read this Mad Lib.
What kinds?
What do we got? I need a noun.
Battery. I'm reading these off Facebook. SB said, hey, you didn't post it on there, but here's some words anyway. What else do you need?
Oh, I need one more. Let's see.
Is it a noun, adjective?
Oh, my gosh. Is shaman a word that I could use for a noun?
Shaman! I feel like that's a greeting.
Oh.
Put it in noun.
Okay.
Yeah, we did it.
Boom, right. Brian Emerson.
Give me that thing. This goes out to Claire.
Woo! Here we go.
An Arctic activity at camp is to gather around the hare.
Yes.
Just like Claire's hair. In the evening and roast bushes. While singing itchy songs accompanied by phytoplankton, on the harmonica.
Of course.
A lofty survey tells us the most popular advanced songs are Row, Row, Row Your Tower, She'll Be Coming Around the George Washington, By the Light of the Sexy Walmart, Down by the Hyperactive Mill Stream, I've Been Vomiting on the Railroad, When the Chickens Go Pretending, in Sweet Low, Swing Low, Sweet Battery, and Home Home on the Shimon.
Oh.
I feel like Home Home on the Shimon would have been a good one.
Yeah.
Home, that was good. Home on the Shimon. Claire, thank you for calling in. I hope we made it before you got to school.
Yeah, bunch of kids were wanting to get that in before school started.
They needed it. They needed
those
words.
It's almost eight, man. Come on.
Row, row, row your tower.
That was something.
Yep, that was something.
Oh,
I'm glad we're done.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Just remember, when life is cray-cray, try Jesus.
He's the way.
Boom!
Guys, the struggle is real. I hate Mad Lib Monday. Hashtag Mateo problems.
We got some cardboard kids coming up, as well as some Matt and Toby. And 8 o'clock hour brings question of the day. You can get to Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio for that. Thanks to everybody who called in, chimed in for Mad Lib Monday, and made it a success.
Should we do a number of the day today?
Oh, yes.
Oh.
Do you have the number for the day?
I might.
Oh, I love it.
Let's see here.
Dun, 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 dun.
Can you play Sabotage?
We need the number of the day.
Thank you, sir.
Speaking of Sabotage, man, this is taking a while.
The number of the day.
Ah!
Friends and family.
Okay.
3.5 billion.
That's the number for the day?
3.5 billion.
Number of Christians who frequent Chick-fil-A.
That's not it.
Okay.
This is... I'll say this. I'm going to give you a very good clue.
Okay.
It has to do with a grocery store.
Ooh! Number of grocery stores in America.
Nope.
Okay. That was close.
3.5 billion. That's the number of the day.
All right. Number of the day, if you can guess it. We'll hook you up with something. Coming right back, that music I promised. Also, we're going to be talking about the 50 states in the United States of America.
Yep.
We found a list of the best and the worst. It's kind of like a yearbook. Fun times. We'll talk about the prettiest state. We'll talk about the most likely to succeed state.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
And the friendliest state. We're also going to talk a little bit about that aircraft carrier that Iran is building. Interesting. And that poor little kid that was crying about Kansas and got blasted all over the internet.
Yeah. That's on the way on Team Awesome Morning Party.
No!
Static Radio.
Show is the broadcast equivalent of being punched in the face.
Team Awesome Morning Party. On Static Radio.
Good morning.
Good morning, everybody. Happy Monday.
It is Team Awesome Morning Party. Steve-O and Mateo are with you.
Hey.
Number for the day, 3.5 billion. We had a guess on... Facebook, I noticed. SB.
Yep.
Is she right?
No.
Oh, okay.
No, we had a couple of guesses. Patty also guessed 3.5 billion germs on the shopping carts. That is not correct.
That's what I was looking at.
Yeah. Yeah, SB didn't guess.
My bad.
She just sent a bunch of pictures of cats and pandas. So I don't...
Well, it is March Madness time, and of course with that comes the highs and the lows of being a fan.
Hey!
For the Lobos, it came in the second round, which to me is still the first round.
Yeah.
Yeah. But we're not the only ones who have had...
crazy upsets?
Yeah. I was pretty upset when we lost. I was really upset when we lost.
You were. You said you were very close to just giving up on being a fan, which I knew was emotional talk.
Never.
I knew it was emotional, but you were pretty upset. That was one of the most emotional things I've ever seen a person get. That was a very emotional.
Oh, wait till baseball season, buddy.
Oh, no. Really?
Yeah, you haven't seen me come baseball season with the Angels. So, you've seen me watch Buccaneer games, but I guess because of that, I'm used to both of those being just terrible. So.
Yeah.
I don't know. Random phone call.
Random.
Static.
Yes, I'd like to try for the number of the day.
Yes, please.
Is it the amount of discarded plastic bags?
That's not it.
Oh,
okay. Thank you.
That was a good guess.
Yeah, that was a great guess.
All right. Number for the day is 3.5 billion, and you say it has something to do with a grocery store?
Yep.
Okay.
Hey.
Number of people who frequent it. Not annually.
No.
No.
Not it at all.
3.5 billion, number for the day.
And again, it's not germs on the shopping carts, because I'm sure that is in the trillions.
All right.
Trillions.
We started to talk about this. What happened with Kansas?
Okay, so viewers are ripping on CBS.
Okay.
For showing a crying Kansas fan. Now, this is coming from USA Today.
Okay.
Stanford bounced 2-seed Kansas in the third round of the NCAA tournament Sunday, shocking Jayhawks fans. With Kansas down 7 to Stanford with just over 30 seconds to play, a young Kansas fan was distraught as tears streamed down his face. CBS zoomed in for an extended shot, and Twitter exploded. So I guess the USA Today put up a question. They said, is it wrong to show a kid crying on TV? And they have, yes, it's insensitive, or no, it's part of the game. Let's read some of the tweets that people sent CBS while this was going on. A user named Michael Brunt said, CBS currently scrambling a camera to follow that crying kid into the parking lot. CBS is so tacky for continuing. This is a different one. CBS is so tacky for continuing to show that little boy. He's crying his eyes out, and y'all pan the camera to him 3 times.
Wow.
Another guy named Chandler says, CBS should stop showing that crying kid every other camera shot. Another is, what in the world was freaking CBS doing, leaving that poor child on camera for like 20 seconds?
Ugh.
And then a bunch of crying emoticons. But then Gerard said, the CBS camera crew should show that crying kid more. Probably sarcasm. Man, CBS is straight harassing this kid on camera. At CBS, stop putting the camera on these kids crying, man. The list goes on and on. They were pretty disappointed. After the game went final, cameras showed the boy again. He had stopped crying, and they replayed the shot of him crying.
No way.
This continued in the post-game show. Charles Barkley, who made fun of emotional North Dakota State coach Saul Phillips on air Saturday, couldn't resist taking another jab when he saw the footage. Oh, Charles. This is from George Schroeder. This is a tweet. Oh, Charles, shot of young KU fan crying again. That kid going to be the head coach at North Dakota State someday. Perfect timing. Sad kids at games have been a staple of broadcast coverage for years, but with the rise of social media, which means that almost everything on TV will be documented somewhere and stored on the internet forever, does this make it an insensitive thing to do?
Because the kid was crying at a game?
Yeah. Well, to keep showing it.
It would have been wrong if it was baseball, because we all know there's no crying in baseball.
Okay.
There's no crying in baseball. Thank you.
Are you proud of yourself?
I really. You should be.
That's a pretty good quote.
Yeah. So.
So that's kind of the question: is was it wrong for the? We didn't see this happen.
No,
we weren't watching that game. Somehow we missed that game.
Little kid crying on TV.
Game.
You think that CBS was just like being a jerk and tugging at heartstrings?
That's what these people. That's the.
It's part of the game.
That's what they took away, but. You know, usually they'll show a kid crying. It's like, oh, that poor kid. But these people were like, they kept going back to him and went back to him after he had quit crying.
I wish they would have showed my kids after the Lobo game.
What were they
doing?
Because
then it would have been sympathy. It would have been like, see, this is what you do to my children,
Lobos.
Look
what you did. It was so crazy. Jack went and got that beautiful lamb, and they were taking it out to the backyard, and Luke was carrying that knife. It was the weirdest thing. Brody was just standing there crying.
Static.
Yes, I'd like to try the number again.
Okay.
Go for it.
Is it how much people saved redeeming coupons?
3.5 billion?
Yes.
Is it how many times people Google answers?
No, stop it.
Yes.
That's it.
That's it?
She got it.
Oh, the number for the day was gotten?
It was gotten. Now let me ask you, tell me this is the second number of the day. How many times did you have to Google it to get it right?
I actually Googled it maybe 3 times.
3 times?
Yeah.
Are you sure it wasn't?
3.5 billion grocery store.
Yeah.
Yes.
Dollars saved each year by Americans using coupons.
Thanks, you Googler. Hold on the line, all right?
We're going to get you a, we're going to get you a prize.
All right. 505-338-3700 if you'd like to chime in on
It's fair game when we throw it out there. I mean, people are going
to
use Google.
No more hints.
No more hints. That's
supposed
the thing.
To be able to get the number for the day.
You're right. Well, we don't have much.
Not supposed to get the number for the day.
We have a few things to give
her,
though.
We have a pack. We do. We have a Soar No More.
Soar No More. We have this old M88 notepad.
Yeah. It's going to be good.
If you're a fan of classic M88, classic static, we have a mostly used notepad for you.
We have a CD from Calvary. It's got, I believe, an old Locals rule ripped onto it.
We don't know who
it is. So we don't know who it is.
It could be anyone. It could be good. It could be bad.
Prize pack today is outstanding.
It could be that psychedelic music that freaked everybody out. But this is kind
of
the question.
Can we give away Jesus with the German baby?
That's not that's the station idol. I don't know if we can give that away. I don't know how many sacrifices have been made to that little idol right there.
We have had this thing forever, and I don't understand.
It's Jesus holding a little baby. Now I tried
a blonde-haired, blue-eyed baby. Where in Jerusalem is that baby?
Well, it's white, pale-faced Jesus.
That's true.
I feel like if this guy would have showed up to the Native Americans, they would have been like, "Nope, we don't trust you. You killing all the buffalo, you jerk." That's what they would have said.
Yeah, yeah.
The funny thing about, like, her Googling the answer kind of ties in to the problem that they're having with like, this reaction to this fan. Because now that we have the internet and we have access to everything at our fingertips, that's what's going on. People are... You can do anything, and people will never forget it, because it will wind up on the internet.
The newscaster who slipped up on the news with the birthdays, we saw that video because somebody posted it immediately.
Yep. The earthquake slip up with the Twitter montage. That was pretty nuts.
Yeah. It's been a few recently. Don't Google that one.
Don't Google
so,
that one.
Yeah, what do you think? CBS was blasting a kid just crying away because Kansas lost.
The question is it insensitive to keep going back to that kid because it's so prevalent now on social... Well, and the another side of it is we have a voice now.
Yeah.
Like, back in the day, if they would have showed this kid, maybe the station would have got a couple phone calls or a few letters, you know? Because honestly, everybody's like, "I'm going to write a letter!" And then they go home and they're like, "I'm going to go to sleep instead!"
Yeah.
But now it's like, tweet, 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 screenshot, tweet, tweet.
How come it's only for bad things? How about this? If you're a fan of static radio, everybody's blasting CBS for this crying kid. Mm-hmm. What if people use the internet for good?
No, it's impossible.
They blasted away how much they love their favorite radio station and, you know, it garnered new listeners.
We would love for people to listen to this show. Well, no, but here's the thing. This station is, everybody's like, "Hey, it's really cool because it's underground. It's so underground, it's Hollow Earth. It's awesome. This is mine. I'm not going to give it out."
Yeah.
But we need you to give it out. Get rid of it. It's not yours. Don't keep, Doug, don't you keep this station to your, you can't see him right now, but he's got this face.
Intern Doug. Coming up, do you remember Flat Stanley?
No, he was telling me about that. I've never heard of Flat Stanley.
If that term just blew your mind and brought back crazy memories, good news. I have a Flat Stanley story of epic proportions that's on the way.
Yeah, a little later, the question of the day, which we will not tell you yet.
Ooh. Right now, it's Mute Math on Team Awesome Morning Party.
Now.
Static.
Let the broadcasting of the disturbed continue.
Time for more from Team Awesome Morning Party on Static Radio.
Enjoy the show.
Good morning.
Good morning, everyone.
Man, it is Monday. It's flying by.
Yeah, it's already 8:30.
It's pretty great.
We done at 10.
Man, I am so excited for the Noah movie this Friday.
Oh, yeah. Noah!
I promise you, if you are hesitant, if you're like, "I don't know," we will definitely be seeing it. We will definitely be talking about it. So you can expect and trust that Team Awesome Morning Party is on the job.
We're on the case, man.
We'll take care of you.
I'm on the case, man.
We already did a review of the comic book, if you missed that. We talked about it last Wednesday for Comics Corner. They released the graphic novel that this movie is based upon. Written by Darren Aronofsky, the director of the film. So I guess he did this a few years ago. He was just waiting for somebody to publish it. And finally, Image Comics was like, yeah, we'll do it. That sounds like a money maker.
Yeah, if you got a movie deal, we'll definitely put your comic book out.
Yeah.
That sounds cool.
So we had a chance to review that. Think Genesis meets John Carter.
Yeah. It's going to be interesting.
Yeah, it is going to be interesting. So we'll definitely be giving our thoughts in a review of the Noah film.
Noah
as soon as we see it.
Hey, check this out, guys. The Malaysian government has stated that they conclude, after a British intelligence report or something, that the flight was lost somewhere in the Indian Ocean and all of the passengers' lives are lost.
Wow.
But I still don't think they really know anything. I think they just finally said, hey, they're gone.
Yeah.
So those poor families can mourn and try to move on. Because I think Chrissy was talking about how that Asian tradition.
They can't begin the mourning process without a body, yeah.
Oh, my gosh. Or at least knowledge of they're not going to get a body.
Gosh.
So pray for all those families affected. That's crazy. Yeah. All lives are lost. Family members of those aboard Malaysia Airlines Flight 370 have been told. Good grief. But the mystery remains. What happened? We still don't really know.
Yeah, still no clue. But, yeah.
Also, if it is in the Indian Ocean somewhere, that's way off the flight path. Like, they went, nobody really knows. Crazy, crazy.
How many movies do you think they're going to make on that?
I don't know. I was just thinking, like, in a few years, we're going to see, like, a show about... Oh, did you know that in the 80s, there was a movie... Before they found the Titanic, there was a small-budget movie called Titanic 2, or it was Raise the Titanic or something like that? Titanic 2. It was
Titanic 2!
Before the blockbuster Titanic came out.
Original.
With this wonderful song. There was a movie called Raise the Titanic, and it was before they had found the Titanic. It was before they knew it was split into two pieces on the bottom of the ocean floor. It's weird to think that happened, like, in the 80s.
Yeah.
That's when they found the Titanic. It was in the 80s. So, before that, there was a movie that came out, and they found the Titanic, and they pumped it full of oxygen, and it floated to the top in this movie, and they sailed it into New York Harbor.
Mm.
And then a few years after that movie, they found it broken in two pieces on the bottom of the ocean. And they're like, oh, well, let's get that movie off the shelves. scoot it away. But then I saw that.
Wait, it was supposed to be a documentary?
No, it was a movie that came out.
Oh, okay.
Because until then, it was a mystery. Well, nobody knew what happened to the Titanic.
It sank in 1912.
Right. And so now it's just like this. Like, how many movies are we going to get about this? And then when we finally figure out what happened, it's going to be like,
Yeah.
Of course, now we'll probably find out a lot faster.
Yeah.
Maybe before the rights can get sold.
Well, as we said, speaking of movies, we will be reviewing another movie about a boat called Noah.
Noah.
We're going to go take a look at that. Thankfully, there's no Celine Dion in this movie.
What? What do you mean, thankfully? You want the movie to be good or not? They knew it was good for him. There would be a Celine Dion song in there.
Oh, man.
It would be like, and the Lord said,
oh, gosh.
2x2, go into the ark. To the ark with you, I'm Moses. See, it would be great.
It was Noah.
What? That's another movie coming out. Exodus, featuring Christian Bale as Moses.
Speaking of movies and reviews, we've got some reviews.
Oh.
Of states.
That's right. Someone has charted the best and worst attribute about each U.S. state. The creator of the chart, a Reddit user that used a simple system for coming up with the info, Googling phrases such as X state ranked best or X state rated number one.
Okay.
And using recent news articles. So, let's go through. You're originally from...
Tejas! I will totally take a Tejas one. Let's see.
For those of us who speak English. Texas is the best state to do business.
Ah!
According to CEOs.
All right.
But it's,
I like that.
It's also got the lowest high school graduation rate.
Really?
Yeah.
Texas has the lowest high school graduation rate?
Mm-hmm.
That's not
Everything's
right.
bigger in Texas, including the low graduation rate. It's bigger than any other state. Thank you, Doug. Tennessee, where I came from.
Yeah.
Not where I was born, but, you know, past 4 or 5 years in Tennessee.
Yeah.
It's the best state for retirement.
Ooh.
I'll agree with that. It's beautiful.
It is. It's pretty gorgeous out there.
Beautiful state.
Cheap to live there.
Well,
Cost of living's not
Nashville's
terrible.
Starting to go up.
Yeah, that's true.
Woo, people are moving
Thanks
to Nashville.
Nashville, the show.
Yeah, the show.
It's
You're going to get canceled.
Fault. Nobody even knew what Nashville was until the show.
But check this out.
That's not true.
Tennessee also has the most bankruptcy filings.
Okay.
Probably the music industry.
Yeah.
Probably most bands start out corporation. They're like, we're blowing up. And then a year and a half later, they're like, we're filing for bankruptcy. All right, my credit is shot. You shouldn't have bought that bus, bro.
Yeah.
What about old Utah? Our Mormon neighbor to the northwest?
Yeah.
Lowest cancer death rate.
Okay.
Highest prevalence of polygamy. No, I'm kidding. Highest prevalence of poor mental health, which is worse.
Well, that's weird.
Sorry, Mormons.
What about your home state of
Mississippi?
Okay.
Oh. Best state for oil and gas investment.
Okay.
Now, see, I would have guessed that would have been Texas.
Yeah.
But I guess not.
But most trustworthy business happens in Texas.
Yeah.
Because they're so smart with all those GEDs.
Now, what's wrong with Mississippi, other than everything?
Teen pregnancy rate.
Highest poverty rate.
Oh,
man. I know this. A bunch of my friends are teachers now.
Yeah.
And, man, it is like, one of my friends, our original drummer, Trey, he tweets, like, government officials complaining about the education, like, getting paid to be a teacher in Mississippi. It's, like, the lowest.
Wow.
Lowest of the low. And he tweets the guy. He's like, oh, what other bill are you going to vote on to decrease education pay? Cool, man. And he just tweets the people. He tweets them. And
hey,
it's
he's
awesome.
Got a voice.
Yeah, he does. Twitter's giving it to him. Oh, man. But we have a list of every single state here. And we haven't even talked about New Mexico yet.
Yeah, where are we?
Oh, you're in there.
Oh, no.
New Mexico has the best prevention programs for prescription drug abuse. They had to after Breaking Bad. They had
to. You know
what? Oh, my gosh. Our most popular thing is about crystal meth.
Yeah.
We've got to up the ante on the prescription drug abuse programs.
That's crazy. Number one in the nation, huh?
Yeah. Also, worst state for child well-being.
Oh, gosh.
Really shot that last one in the foot.
Which is another reason why every single Wednesday in the 8 o'clock hour, we have Clay or Michelle Schroff from the Aspen Project in to talk about foster care, adoption, mentoring a child. Because, yeah, we knew it was bad. I didn't realize it was the worst in the nation for child well-being.
Ugh.
But, yeah.
Did you know that Rhode Island is a state? Well, Rhode Island has the lowest coal consumption per capita,
okay,
but also the highest teacher absenteeism. So if you're in Rhode Island and you're a teacher, you're more likely going to be like, nah, it's pretty outside.
Dawn needs to move there.
Dawn.
Because she wants to be a substitute teacher.
There you go.
She'd always have a job.
Dawn, just live in another different state. That's a good idea. We'll never see each other.
That'll do wonders for, you know, the whole marriage, wedding thing, you know, being married and whatnot. Yeah.
South Carolina has the lowest gas prices.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
What's wrong with them?
Most domestic violence against women.
Oh, gosh.
So don't go there, ladies. Don't do it. What about South Dakota? It's got a bad word in here, but I can't read it.
Oh, man. Are you serious?
Is there a way for us to... Okay. The most bad... state fossil,
okay,
which is the Triceratops.
Okay.
Pretty awesome.
Yeah.
But it's also got the worst sex trafficking laws. So,
oh, my gosh.
Thanks, South Dakota.
We found a list of all 50 states.
All 50.
The best and the worst, at least according to online surveys and users who...
and a Google search.
Yeah, chimed in through Google and said, hey, our state's got this.
Some of these are pretty surprising.
Yeah?
Take, for instance, Alaska.
Okay. Best salmon fishing.
Probably, but the lowest diabetes rate.
Okay. Probably because they're eating a lot of really fresh fish.
Yeah.
Huh?
Yeah.
They're
not
healthy eaters?
Not a lot of crap to eat up there because there's just not a lot to eat, period.
Right.
But it's also the highest firearm death rate because in Alaska, they're like, hey, guess what? We're not connected to the continental U.S. and I don't like you. So, boom! And that is sad.
It couldn't possibly be because a lot of them are hunters and they accidentally...
That sounds made up to me. Yeah. That sounds like... That is just a fantastic, just way magical reason and I don't like
it. Yeah.
I don't like it. Alabama has the lowest sales tax.
Okay.
But the highest diabetes rate.
Oh.
Yeah.
Alabama.
I'm surprised that's not Mississippi. honestly. Connecticut, the highest personal income.
Ooh.
But opposite of Tennessee, it's the worst state to retire in.
That makes sense.
It's Connecticut.
It's probably really pricey.
Why would you go to Connecticut to retire? Don't do that, people. Don't do it. What about Iowa? Our friend Lisa, she lives in Iowa.
The best farming.
It's the best access to affordable health care.
Okay.
You should move there.
All right.
You need that access.
Gosh, dude, this last week, okay, riddle me this, Batman.
I will.
When did we start getting double charged for hospitals? Because when Brody was sick, he was in the hospital for a few days, which thanks to everybody who's praying for him, I got a lot of like well wishes, and it was really cool.
Yeah.
Now, on the flip side, I got this ridiculously massive bill.
Yeah.
And I paid it, okay? And then this week I got another bill, and I was like, oh, I already paid this. And I called them, and they said this.
I'm sorry, sir. The first one you paid was actually for the hospital itself and the use of the facilities and everything that they did and all the da-da-da-da-da. This bill is for the doctors themselves. It's the charge for the doctors.
It's because healthcare. It's the healthcare you need right now.
I blame
now.
You, Obama!
But it's not the healthcare you want.
I do blame you. I've never had that happen to me before. Ever! Yeah. I got a double bill, and it's like, sorry, you got to pay this one, too, because the doctors have to get paid now, too. And I'm like, wait. My deductible whatever thingy doesn't cover that? No, that's totally separate. You got to pay this one also.
Is that new in the state?
I don't know. That's never happened to me before.
A few years ago, Dawn had to get an operation done in Ohio on her throat.
Oh.
For her vocal cords.
Because she sings higher than anyone I've ever heard in my life.
True.
Uh-huh.
And that happened to us because we got the hospital bill and we're like, cool, taken care of. And then we also got the physician bill.
That was
in Ohio, but that was before all of the healthcare.
Yeah, I blame healthcare reform.
Yeah,
it's never happened to me. I've had the same insurance for like 11 years that I've worked here.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
I blame you. I'm looking at you, healthcare act.
Let me see
whatever.
If there's one in here. About insurance, I don't see it. Best state for mining investment,
ooh,
Nevada. Also, okay. Highest divorce rate, probably because of Vegas.
Yeah, Vegas, yeah.
Oh, no, Nance is in Vegas right now.
Oh, no!
Nance, come home! Ohio it's the home of the best theme park in the world, Cedar Point. If you've ever been to Cedar Point.
Is that really what it
you
says?
You know what I'm talking about, yep.
That's what it says?
That's what it says right there. Best theme park in the whole world. It's the best theme park in the whole world! Cedar Point is awesome. It's got this place called, or this thing called the Top Thrill Dragster. You start, you're sitting there, and you're like, oh, and then boom, it shoots you, and you're going 120 miles an hour, I'm not kidding, from a dead stand. Doug, look at me. 120 miles an hour from a dead standstill. You go 420 feet in the air, and then you come down, whoom, and you stop. It's awesome.
But what about Disneyland?
Me and Dave, rode that, and we said, Yzma, put your hands in the air! And it was awesome.
But do they have the Haunted Mansion?
No.
Well, then there you go.
Yeah, but this is roller coaster. We're talking about grown-up theme parks, dude. Of course, Ohio also has the most air pollution, and that's true.
Wait, what?
Yeah.
Ohio?
Ohio does.
What about California? How is
California?
That possible?
Ooh, highest gross state product. Worst state for business.
Huh.
California. I think Ohio, there many days in the year, it's cloudy. It's not sunny. Like, me and Tim looked it up, and I can't remember, like, 20-something percent of the year is sunny in Ohio. It's weird. And there's, like, a weird haze in Columbus.
Is it a purple haze?
No, bro, that's Colorado.
Oh, man, we gotta take a quick peek at traffic.
Oh, come on.
Yeah.
We got lists on lists, y'all. Hey, if you're wondering about maybe your home state, what's the best thing, what's the worst thing, you agree, disagree, give us a call. Don't be afraid of it. Before that, we got some traffic to report. We have an accident, San Mateo Boulevard at Montgomery Boulevard Northeast. Also, boom, this one I talked about earlier, Broadway Boulevard Southeast and Gibson Boulevard, there is another accident. As well as Old Coors Road at Sage Road, an accident. And then way up here, a stalled vehicle at Coors Boulevard South at Paseo del Norte. And at the end of Paseo del Norte, where it meets I-25, there is, of course, construction. So be careful out there, Albuquerque. You're making a weird design with these little diamonds on my traffic map, so you need to calm down.
All right. The Illuminati has taken over traffic.
Don't say that. I got to find the best state to be in the Illuminati.
Traffic brought to you by Solomon Sports, 4001 Osuna Road Northeast on the Calvary campus. Phone number 505-338-3669. We found a list of the best and worst of all 50 states. If you'd like to know your state. Static.
Hey, guys.
Hey.
So I was born in Missouri, and I spent about 4 years in Arkansas. What do those look like?
All right. Missouri, the show me state, if you will.
Yeah.
Where if you don't like the weather, stick around. 20 minutes, it'll be completely different. Those are actual quotes from that state.
That's cool.
Another reason why I hate Missouri. I don't hate Missouri. It's okay. I have some friends there. Highest rate of technology job growth in Missouri. But the worst wastewater treatment. Pretty much you're just drinking poop. You're drinking poop. It's a good thing you got out, Teej.
Yep.
Arkansas. Most affordable children's health care.
Hey.
Diamond of the South,
moving to Arkansas. There you go. It's amazing there. Go Razorbacks.
Got the highest rate of home foreclosures.
Okay.
So not only can you get a cheap house nowadays, but you can also get cheap health care for your kids.
I love it.
Arkansas is looking better and better.
Yeah,
and then you drive through it and you're like, nope. No. Especially eastern Arkansas. Southeast Arkansas is the worst. It's the worst thing in the world. That little quadrant is District 12.
Shout out to Southeast Arkansas.
It's the worst. I'm not kidding. It's going to get blowed up one day. Probably not.
Wow.
It is.
There you go. So now you know, Teej.
There you go.
All right, well, thank you.
All right. You're welcome. 505-338-3700 is the phone number. We found a list of the best and worst of all 50 states. Hey, coming up in the 9 o'clock hour, we got to talk about this. A flat Stanley. Honestly, I didn't even know what it was.
I didn't either.
Until about 10 minutes ago, I found the most epic flat Stanley story. Can you beat it? Did you ever take part in flat Stanley? Do you have any idea what I'm talking about? No? Cool.
No.
Coming up, we'll be talking about one of the most epic flat Stanley stories of all time. Also got some King's Kaleidoscope and some Liz Vice. First, we got to say some thank yous to local businesses and people who help support Static Radio.
Because we are a nonprofit organization, and that means it's a good thing we don't live in Illinois because that's the worst state for nonprofit agencies.
Wow.
Yeah, if you guys want to help us out, then you'll get on the horn, give us a call, get on the email, and you can donate all you want to this fair nonprofit organization.
Right back, King's Kaleidoscope and a flat Stanley story of epic proportions on Team Awesome Morning Party.
Flat Stanley.
Welcome back.
Now back to Team Awesome Morning Party on Static Radio.
Team Awesome Morning Party.
Hello.
Talking great bands off air with intern Doug. He's really cool. You should listen to him.
Doug is the coolest.
We're making him work on weekends overnights because that's what we can do with intern.
He loves everything.
He does. Unless it's complete records of Angels and Airwaves, in which case he's like me, and I'm like, what?
What?
Get out of here!
You're an Angels and Airwaves fan.
I am.
Now, don't get me wrong, I like them too.
I've had extensive arguments with Ethan Luck, who thinks that it's one song that they just reproduce over and over.
A lot of that could be said for much of Tom DeLonge's music.
Yeah.
It's not just AVA, it's also Blink and
Boxcar.
Any of it.
It's all pretty similar. It's all computers.
It's computers, bro. It's the aliens.
San Dimas High School football rules.
No. MXPX.
Okay.
Hey. Guys.
Hey.
What?
That's from Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure first. Okay?
Whatever, dude.
Mike Herrera.
Say what you want.
Try and use it for whatever he wants, but it, no.
Say what you want. Say what you will.
Say anything.
It matters not, for I am chill. That's poetry in motion, babies.
Boom!
Good morning, happy Monday. Let's take a look at traffic. Now, recently as a few minutes ago, I reported that there were quite a few accidents in Albuquerque, but it looks like most of those have been cleaned up and moved and been resolved. We do still have the construction of I-25 in Paseo to report about. Be careful around there, and if you see something out there that we don't talk about, because many times we don't talk about traffic and we need to, but it just changes so much. It's like there's millions of people out there doing different things all at the same time. It's crazy. Give us a call, 505-338-3700. Tell us what you see. Be all our right. eyes and our ears on the road.
Traffic brought to you, in part, by Solomon's Porch, 4001 Osuna Road Northeast on the Calvary campus. Phone number is 505-338-3669. It's 505-338-3669. Grab yourself an Americano.
Also, viewers like you.
Ah, I like that.
Brought to you in part by Sopo and viewers like Doug.
That's right. We are listener supported, and we do have people who contribute monthly. First of all, if you are a Klingon, thank you, because you are keeping Static Radio alive and going. If you're not a Klingon and you'd like to learn how you can become a monthly contributor to our station, it's easy. MyStaticRadio.com. Check it out. And join us, will you?
Boop, boop, boop.
For an adventure of a lifetime. Speaking of adventures of a lifetime.
Yeah.
Oh, that's sad. I don't want to talk about
sad
it.
Sad news.
Flat Stanley. I've never heard of Flat Stanley, I got to be honest.
I haven't either.
Apparently, it's a big deal. Stanley Lamchop and his younger brother, Arthur.
Mm-hmm.
They're characters in a book.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess they're given a big bulletin board by their dad. That mm-hmm. They put up pictures and posters, and he hangs it on the wall over Stanley's bed. And during the night, the board falls from the wall and flattens Stanley in his sleep.
Oh, great job,
squished,
Pops.
Right? I guess he survives, makes the best of his altered state. He can enter locked rooms by sliding under the door. He plays with his younger brother by being used as a kite. One advantage is that Flat Stanley can now visit his friends by being mailed in an envelope. Or an envelope, depending on where you're from. Mm-hmm. I say envelope.
Either way, you're going to push it. Pushing the envelope, you get it?
Yeah, no.
Hey, look at me.
Yeah.
Did you get it?
Yeah, I know I got it.
Just making sure. I should start testing jokes for us. Same on the radio. Kind of like this. Hey, Steve-O, guess what?
What?
Chicken butt.
Stanley even helps.
I got him.
Catch some art museum thieves by posting as a painting on the wall. Eventually, he's tired of being flat, and Arthur changes him back to his proper shape with a bicycle pump. That's the story. But I guess it's a series of books, and is it a series of books or just one book? Series? Okay. Thank
series?
You,
Doug?
Intern Doug. He's like 12, so he reads these books. He can grow a beard at 12. He's impressive.
Doug is the best thing I have ever seen in the world.
Well, I guess this was a big deal in elementary school. You read the book, and then your teacher said, hey, who are you going to send your Flat Stanley to? And it was
I don't know, man. There's so many people to choose from.
Who is that?
I don't know.
Was that you in elementary school?
Maybe.
I don't know, man. Hey, everybody. I'm Steve.
Steven.
Actually, it was Steven when I was in third grade, which is funny because I almost sound like Steven. So.
He's going to kill you. He's going to kill you.
He's going to be here for Warped Tour.
He's not going to be your day late friend.
He's going to be,
you're going to be his paper thin him.
Okay.
What?
So good.
Dance, Krista Puffigan.
So good.
Gosh, we need to get that guy in the air soon because...
Hello, alone.
He is currently alone.
Dismantle repair.
Mm-hmm. With his vocals, putting together the final Amberlin record. We need to talk about that soon.
He's not alone. He's with Aaron Sprinkle.
Yeah.
Who also plays on this station.
Can I tell my Flat Stanley
story? Yes! No!
10 years ago, 8-year-old Alan Orduna... He's a Huntsville, Arkansas boy. Him and fellow classmates in Mrs. Wood's class penned a note to accompany a paper cutout modeled after the title character in the book we just talked about, Flat Stanley.
Woo!
Well, Wood asked her students to send their cutouts to relatives, to friends. And then you're supposed to take Flat Stanley on a journey, detail the character's exploits in a letter back with Flat Stanley.
Mm-hmm.
Well, the teacher asked the students... And this kid, Alan, he didn't have a friend.
Poor Alan.
Or at least not one who would take Stanley on an adventure worthy of writing a letter. So the teacher, Mrs. Wood, sent Alan's packet off to an army unit stationed in Baghdad and said, just wait, it'll come back. And he waited, through the rest of the year, saw his other classmates get their little Flat Stanleys back and read their stories, and he waited some more.
This is a sad story.
Waited the rest of elementary school. Waited through middle school. In fact, he waited so long, he forgot what he was waiting for.
me.
He was 8 years old when he sent off Lat Stanley.
Eight.
Shortly before Veterans Day this last year, 17-year-old high school senior was called into the library with the rest of his class. He said, quote, "There were a lot of people surrounding the library, and I was like, what's going on? What's going on? What's going on?
I don't know."
He said they called me over and said, "Some soldier sent some mail for you."
What? Some soldier.
Stanley was home. Stanley.
Stanley was home?
Was home.
Flat Stanley?
Here's the crazy story.
It makes him easier to mail because he's flat.
Flat Stanley was sent on a journey of epic proportions.
Yeah.
Obviously, this was 10 years ago. Well, the Flat Stanley was sent to a dude named Brian Owens, who was a young military dude.
Dude.
He said his grandfather served in World War II. He was a chaplain with the State Guard.
Nice.
As a kid, he'd grown up in camouflage, wore dog tags, and had buzz cuts. But he didn't consider a career until college.
Mm.
Quote, "I was struggling with my grades. I loved education. I loved learning. But I just couldn't make heads or tails of what I wanted to do with myself, and I needed some direction." At 20... he enlisted in the Army.
Nice.
At 24 years old, he had two kids of his own, and he found a box at mail call in the spring of 2004. He opened it up, and in it was Flat Stanley. Sent from an 8-year-old across the ocean.
Wow.
So he tucked him into his wallet and said, "Hey, I'm cool with this. I'm going to write a little letter with Flat Stanley. I'm overseas in Baghdad.
Okay.
I'm going to write a letter. I'm going to get it right back to this 8-year-old kid who's patiently waiting for a Flat Stanley."
He's waiting.
He said, quote, "I'd always been a fan of cool little projects like that. I imagine my own kids taking part in something similar." Mm-hmm. "I could just picture them kind of starry-eyed after getting a letter back thinking, oh, wow, a soldier overseas carried this. And he went here and there and everywhere."
Yep.
I made up that last part.
What? I like the dramatic emphasis, but I feel like you took too much artistic license.
He said he went here and there and did this and that. I really feel like here and there and everywhere. It just made more sense.
Okay.
So, my bad. Director's cut.
Director's cut.
Quote, "I thought, I can be this guy for that kid."
Yes!
Well, Stanley built an impressive military resume. He helped carry out dozens of combat patrols through Baghdad. He held steady through firefights and mortar attacks. He saw car bombs.
Whoa.
The banks of the Tigris River and the palace of Uday Hussein, the eldest son of former Iraqi President Saddam Hussein.
Okay.
He was there on the day of Iraq's first democratic elections.
Nice.
He was there when Owen, standing guard on a tower, dodged a sniper's bullet by 6 inches.
Whoa!
When his patrol hit an improvised explosive device, he saw the fate of some colleagues who weren't so lucky.
Jeez.
He was there still when the disturbing scenes and constant stress began to wear Owens down, leaving the soldier angry and confused. Quote, "I experienced many things that changed who I was, how I thought, and who my loved ones remembered me being."
Mm-hmm.
He wrote this in a narrative travelogue that eventually accompanied Stanley back to his trip. He said, "I lost track of a lot of things, including my silent passenger, folded up in my back pocket. Stanley was gone."
Oh, my goodness.
Mm-hmm. Well, upon returning to Silver City, New Mexico, after his deployment, Owens found himself ill-equipped to deal with the key civilian responsibility. Being a dad.
This is so dramatic. I can't breathe right now because of the suspense.
Sadly, Owens' marriage didn't survive his time in the Middle East.
What?
But he'd gotten custody of his boys.
Well...
he said, quote, "In the Army, if you didn't know how to do something, you referenced the field manual, or the FM, if you will."
But there's not one of those for life. Is that really the next quote?
This is really the next quote.
I knew
quote,
it.
Quote, "But there isn't a field manual to reference on how to be a single dad."
This is, somebody wrote this.
"So I was lost." Well, he and the boys lived in a tiny apartment. It was cold in the winter, hot and full of bugs in the summer. They ate lots of mac and cheese, hamburger helper, ramen, scrambled eggs, you name it. Owen said he was impatient. He asked too much of his kids. Quote, "I was trying to support us, and the logistics of trying to make everything click was extremely hard." He found a job at an open-pit copper mine.
Whoa!
An 8-year-old boy's dream come true, he said.
This is a journey.
He got a chance to operate some of the largest equipment in the world and assist with blasts in the mine.
Nice mining.
He said that activity constantly wore him out.
Yep. But here's the thing, guys. When rocks crush coal together, crushing it, pulverizing it, it produces a diamond.
Well, the constant activity eventually wore his wallet out.
Oh. Well, no, maybe not so much the diamond part.
So much so he had to sift through the contents of his wallet when he bought a new one. And he came upon a colored piece of tightly folded paper.
Yeah.
It was Flat Stanley.
Flat Stanley himself?
Quote, after I found Stanley again and realized, oh my gosh, I still have this thing. Took on a different, deeper meaning. It was almost like I had a mission I hadn't completed yet, end quote. Now, Stanley's return address was long gone, but Owens couldn't bring himself to throw away the paper doll. He said, you read about these fantastic coincidences, and I thought, maybe one of these days, this will happen to me.
Hey.
It was never a question. I was going to keep it until I died.
Right.
Until I could find a way to get it back to who it belonged to, end quote.
Dramatic. It's a paper doll.
So he shoved Stanley back in his pocket, and he began to write and continue his life. Soon after that, he met a woman who would become his mother's, his son's stepmother.
Got it.
There you go.
Nailed it.
Well.
It was confusing. How would you meet a woman that would become your mother? Your dad's all of a sudden back on the scene.
Yeah.
That would have been a, man, that would have been a twist. A useless twist, but it would have been a twist. Go ahead.
Well, Owen's love for his boys, I guess, had kept him going in Iraq, but between the long days at work and the late nights with his band, he'd lost sight of how much the three needed each other.
Oh.
Yeah, about that same time, officials at his job approached him saying, hey, you're good, man. You're good. You have a keen eye for hazard awareness, end quote.
Beam.
Laughing, he says, I call it a keen preference for being alive, if you know what I mean.
Good grief. This
end,
man.
End quote.
Does he write his own jokes? Is there
a
screenwriter, maybe? A scripter?
They then asked him if he would be willing to assist with field audits and safety trainings, which is critical in the industry.
It is.
Huge equipment, acid lakes, explosions.
Wait, pause. Acid lakes?
Yeah, acid lakes and explosions. That's what it says.
This sounds awesome.
Yeah, it's the origin story of the Joker.
This is like a Michael Bay movie.
Yeah, pretty much. So he says the work, quote, felt right. Satisfied a passion he'd felt for a long time. In 2008, he officially became a health and safety specialist. This dude's had a journey, man.
This is quite the journey.
His financial standing then improved, plus income of his new fiance, an environmental consultant at the time, allowed him to move to a larger house. But. 3 months later.
There's always a but.
The economy tanked, taking the price of copper with it, and the mine closed.
I thought copper was the one all the tweakers are trying to steal off everything.
Yeah, well, that was 2008.
This was before Breaking Bad.
Maybe the mine closed. Right before it. His window of opportunity closed with it.
Oh.
Well, he hit bottom. The family relocated to Phoenix, where him and his fiance thought they'd have a shot at finding better work. Nothing turned up. Quote, Phoenix. I looked at the situation. The economy, the bills, no matter which way I looked at it, it seemed dire.
Yeah. It sounds horrible. I'm thinking this story could work if we maybe made the lead character, the soldier.
Yeah.
Maybe let's make him a puppy and put it in an animal-based world.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Well,
I think we could get some good.
Well, the dog, now a grizzled, older dog.
Wait, what's his name?
Owens.
Owens? Let's call him Bones.
Well, Bones did what he had to.
Okay.
The only thing he remembered from his growing up. Being a military dog, his last resort. So he swiftly married his lady.
Mm-hmm.
So his kids would have a stepmom when he left the country.
That's a good thing.
So he went to reenlist in the military.
Again?
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
He was turned down.
Wow.
They said no. Sorry, dog.
Sorry,
you've seen your day, dog. Doggone it.
As the dog returns to its vomit.
Okay.
So
he enrolled full-time in college, attempting to live off a GI Bill benefit and credit card. And 1 month, he actually sold his guitar for a third of what it was worth, trying to make the rent. A donation from a church committee covered electricity.
Nice.
The local Veterans Affairs Hospital officially diagnosed him with post-traumatic stress disorder. Well, instead of finding relief and knowing what he was up against, he felt typecast.
Aww.
Much like this story.
Yeah, I'll say.
This was from USA Today, by the
way.
This is real.
It needs to pick me up.
This is real.
Look, let's change the soundtrack a little bit.
Not yet.
Are we about to curve?
No.
Oh, come on. How long is this movie? I feel like we're at hour 230 minutes in. Go ahead.
Flat Stanley is still in his back pocket.
Really? The dog doesn't have a pocket. The dog needs a backpack. He's carrying a backpack.
I felt like it was a stigma that society had placed on me, something I'd been running from, something I did not want.
Mm-hmm.
When it caught up with me, I was really downtrodden, end quote.
Dang.
So was his wife.
He's got good English.
Lots of this was sad. They separated shortly thereafter.
Gosh!
Owens and his boys moved back in with his parents in New Mexico.
Hey!
He grew angry, bitter, depressed, forgetful. He began drinking. There. This is real.
This is a real story. This just, it went from being like kind of cool 60s campy to like 80s noir.
No. It's about to hit the climax of the film where you're like, whoa.
Where we.
Downturn.
We are.
He has not hit rock bottom yet.
Setting, New Mexico. You get it.
One night, angrily speeding along a dark road, Owens took a wrong turn and totaled his Land Rover. Though his injuries were minor, he says he wished he'd died in that accident.
Oh my gosh! Come on, lead character.
Quote, one more brush with death, one more unexplained survival. The vehicle was trashed, but me and Stanley yet again walked away.
Stanley was there
Stanley
in the
was
wallet.
Still in his wallet.
Stanley is so flat, nothing can get him.
Yeah. Well, in early 2010, Owens and Stanley headed to Albuquerque!
Hey, ABQ, baby!
For Owen's annual VA appointment, discouraged, he recounted his downward spiral for the lady that was taking his case on at the VA.
Doug, can you get me more popcorn? Cool. Keep going.
And she said, whoa, 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 whoa! Let me get this straight.
Oh.
Quote.
Okay.
You suffer from hypervigilance, an overdeveloped sense of hazard recognition and situational awareness, and have an observed passion for making sure people are safe, and you figured out how to make a living out of it, end quote.
Mm. Well, until the economy tanked.
So Owen's answer was, yes? Well, the lady couldn't stop from laughing. She couldn't contain the laughter within her.
What?
Quote, as you get worse over the years, you'll probably get raises and bonuses, she told him. End quote.
I don't understand why she's making fun of him.
I don't know. It feels like she's making light of his situation.
That's sad.
However, she said, I'm not making light of your situation. You're onto something here, she said. Quote, most folks that have your symptoms self-implode and aren't successful with it all. It gets in the way of their work functions. You've turned it into your work function. I guess it helped loosen the grips of his persistent pessimism after that. All these scattered puzzles of his life began to piece itself back together. The mind reopened. Owens was called back to work.
What? Woo! This is great.
He found an online university. He started taking classes, and he got almost all of his previous class credits.
Yeah.
A few weeks later, he and his wife reunited.
What?
In 2011, they returned to Phoenix, and he became the highest-ranking safety official at an industrial construction company in Apache Junction.
This is awesome.
In 2013, him and his wife had a daughter. But there was still one piece of unfinished business.
Oh, man. Back to the sheet of paper.
Well, Owens was at home searching for a piece of paper that had important something on it. He's looking and he's looking and he's looking. When, quote, I came across a box with a bunch of papers in it. As I glanced through the contents, I found a letter, and it was typed from one Mrs. L. Wood.
Huh.
So he decided to Google it, and he found the school and Mrs. Wood, the teacher. He sent off a shot-in-the-dark email. Never too good to be true.
Never.
Well, when Wood got said email, she thought it was a scam.
Of course.
Though the well-worded and polite nature made her reconsider, she wrote back. Well, Owens worked to finish the narrative letter chronicling Stanley's entire journey. The teacher, Mrs. Wood, worked to coordinate the details of his return back to the student. Quote, my principal went with me because we knew Alan. All his friends were there, taping it on their cell phones.
Of course.
Well, that package wasn't just for Alan. I mean, come on. It also contained a thank you letter for Mrs. Wood, along with the flag Owens had carried during his service in the military.
Wow.
The surprise was almost too much to bear. The teacher, seeing it, got a little emotional.
That's okay.
Quote, I think teachers and soldiers kind of have a lot in common. She said, you go to work, you get criticized, but you just keep plugging away because you're trying to make it... You're trying to make a difference.
Yeah?
End quote. Alan, the kid, blindsided by this crazy awesome delivery, decided to wait until he got home to read the full amazing story.
It's pretty incredible.
Check this out. He was applying to colleges, preparing for a major in computer engineering. The last few lines of Flat Stanley's story resonated.
Wow.
Quote, I know by now you're approaching the age when you'll embark on your own journey.
Wow.
Might I make a suggestion? The soldier Owens wrote this. Quote, pick up your adventures with Stanley where ours ended.
Oh my gosh.
Put him in your wallet. You will undoubtedly face hard times. You will experience lows and uncertainty. But whenever you feel despair or emptiness setting in, remember a saying I learned in the Army. If you ever get to the point where it's hopeless and nothing more can be done, you've overlooked something. And if you need a second opinion, there, silently.
Oh, my gosh.
You will have a passenger hanging out, folded up.
Yeah.
In your back pocket.
It's not a dark passenger like Dexter, is it?
Okay. Nope.
Just, and this one... I didn't want it to go horror movie.
This one can vouch for me.
Jeez.
End quote.
Wow.
Best Flat Stanley story ever.
That was the epic of Flat Stanley as told by Stephen Jeter. For more information, you should see our podcast after the show's over, because this will be up on it. I got
Shout
lost
out to
in
intern
the middle.
Doug.
Yeah. Credits rolling right now. Executive producer Mateo, producer Doug, starring Steve Jeter, Flat Stanley, Bones the dog, Owen the soldier,
Alan Orduna was the 8-year-old,
Mrs. Wood the elementary teacher.
Yes, shout out to her. Owens, of course.
Bill Peterson's in the background. He was
a
character.
He was
a
character.
Good job, Bill, and
good
his
job.
Kid.
Background work.
Good job.
Woo!
Pretty awesome.
If you missed that story, podcast will be available. MyStaticRadio.com/mornings.
Yeah, the epic of Flat Stanley.
That was pretty amazing.
I got lost, came back in. It was real sad. You thought he hit the rock bottom, and then you realize that's not even close to rock bottom. There's more bottom to go. And then you're in New Mexico, and you're like, oh, he's going to go way down to the bottom.
Yeah, I've seen that movie. It's called The Road.
Oh, good grief, man. Yeah, but this one had a rebound. This was good.
Amazing! Oh, amazing.
Gosh, what a story. That should be a movie.
It should.
One Paper Doll's Journey.
Epics.
They need to make it cover like 60 years.
Mm-hmm.
Awesome.
Well, the journey isn't done. This kid can take it with him wherever he goes.
Brilliant, Swan.
You're welcome. Team Awesome Morning Party.
Now.
Static.
Good morning.
Good morning!
Team Awesome Morning Party. Making your morning a little more awesomer. Ist. A little more awesomest.
Hola. Well, there's nothing really left to be said after the epic of Flat Stanley. I mean, we're sitting in here coming at, like, spitballing ideas for a script.
We really did, huh?
Yeah. If USA Today report it, right? USA Today? Yeah, Doug found that story on USA Today, and that will be a movie in some form.
Yeah.
It's got to be. I mean,
it's a pretty great story.
It's too much.
Some great quotes in there.
It's got elements of, like, Zero Dark Thirty and Toy Story. It'd be the perfect film. You get Tom Hanks in that bad boy?
Boom.
Billions.
I don't know anymore.
Yeah, dude.
He was in Saving Mrs. Banks.
He was in Captain Phillips.
Yeah.
And Mr. Banks, which was
whatever.
A great movie.
Mr. Banks, whatever. He got nominated for none Oscars.
Yeah, but because Captain Phillips, which he was in, swept. Well, nominations, maybe not winning.
Yeah.
We can't all be in Gravity.
Whatever. Whatever. Hey, I got good news for you, buddy.
Good.
We're both coffee fans.
I do like coffee. I've been known to drink coffee. I like coffee. It gives me energy. I love coffee because when I wake up in the morning, it gives me a ton of energy. I can do a lot of stuff. It's cool. I can jump up and down like this.
I don't think you drink enough of it. So
I need about four more cups. I'm going to go in there. I'm going to make about four more cups of coffee. I'm going to make a pot, and maybe I'll drink the whole pot. I don't know. Not a pot like Colorado. Like a pot of coffee, it'll be great. What?
Well, for true coffee lovers, there's nothing like a nice espresso beverage, right?
Yeah.
Chrissy, we have a little espresso machine at home that's like the, you know, not nice version, but it's like cool enough that she can like make her own.
Chrissy makes me coffee on Saturday and Sunday.
It's pretty great.
I appreciate it every time.
Those
Thank
are my
you,
favorite
Chrissy.
Days because she does. She makes like some great Americanos. Here we have to wait until SOPA opens. It doesn't open until 7. Well, gosh, it's because the act of putting that stuff together takes time. You and I don't know how to work the espresso machine, so Chrissy has to do it.
Not even a little bit. I want to learn, but I kind of am lazy.
Enter the Scan-O-Mat O2 Top Brewer.
What?
It's an under-the-counter espresso machine.
Last time somebody said they wanted me to get scanned, it ended really bad, and I didn't have my clothes anymore, so I don't know if I trust it.
Here's what they offer. An enormous variety of beverages on demand. What?
Give me all of the beverages.
That's their claim.
I love variety.
Well, here's the thing. It's housed underneath the spout. Like, I don't even know how they do this.
That doesn't
it's got
sense.
A grinder, espresso machine, coffee brewer, fridge, and carbon canister all in one. It is a drink preparation station capable of serving a bevy of espresso, coffee, milk, and carbonation-based beverages.
That sounds like literally the worst thing I've ever heard of.
Drink ingredients are served through one of four dedicated spouts in order to prevent cross-contamination of ingredients, obviously.
Yeah.
So there's four spouts
okay.
in this thing. Those concerned about foodborne illness will also be comforted to know that the Scan-O-Mat has made every effort to keep things hygienic. The system sends a blast of hot water through the milk spout after every beverage is served
nice.
To keep it clear.
Okay.
The top part, the top brewer, is controlled with the companion iOS/Android app.
Okay.
So like from bed when we wake up, we can hit it. Boop! And it'll start brewing it up for us.
I wake up in a different bed than you, sir.
It connects via Bluetooth and allows users to select their drink type, size, amount of coffee, height of foam. It even remembers your favorite beverages for later and what day of the week you prefer said beverage.
That's pretty slamming. I'll take it. Give it to me for free.
Yeah, the Scan-O-Matic O2 Brew Topper. Now, sir, what would you pay for something like this?
Ha!
It slices, it dices, it offers julienne fries.
I wouldn't pay everything
you need.
I wouldn't pay anything. I'd say, you're not my friend, buddy.
You're not my buddy, guy.
Hey, guy!
Unfortunately, you have to pay for it because convenience like that comes at a cost. And I'll tell you what, the Scan-O-Matic O2 Top Brewer doesn't come cheap. The full package with Top Brewer, Cold Bank, costs, what do you think?
Can I do my infomercial voice guy?
Yeah.
I want to be the really loud guy. Nobody knows why he's shouting.
Oh, okay, yeah.
What's it called? Scan-O-Matic?
Scan-O-Matic O2 Top Brewer.
Not only can you get the Scan-O-Matic O2 Top Brewer, four faucets, it can make any beverage that you want. It remembers the beverage that you want every day. You can plug it into your cell phone. If you got an iPhone or an Android, there's an app for that. No, okay, normally this thing would cost $4.99, but today if you call in the next 20 minutes, Doug, it's only going to cost you six easy payments of $2.99. It makes sense. Don't do the math. Back to you, Steve.
That was incorrect.
How much is it?
You said six installments of $300,000.
No, $299.99.
So 29. That's 30,000 times six. That's
no, $299.99 is $300.
Oh, sorry.
You know, like $59.99.
You were shouting. It broke my ear.
Tonight. I'm an infomercial guy.
Okay, so six times 300. So you're saying it costs about $1,800 for this thing?
What are you talking about? I didn't just raise the price secretly. That's what they do.
$1,800. Is that your final guess?
No, I'm guessing this thing would cost about $600.
$600.
Yeah.
$600.
That's what I think. These things are always way, way overpriced when they first come out.
Yeah, no, I agree.
Like a Blu-ray player.
$600 for this
maybe
Scanomatic Go2 Top Brewer.
That's what I believe in.
$600.
That's what I believe in. Dang it. You're telling me I'm believing in the wrong stuff?
You're believing in the wrong stuff.
You have shattered my world!
Higher.
Higher. Okay, $1,800.
$1,800. Higher.
Okay. $2,500.
Higher.
$6,000.
Higher.
I hate everything. I hate everything in this world. It's all a lie. It's stupid. $12,000.
$12,000 is too much, actually. It was
okay,
11 10, grand.
10,
it was 11 grand. $11,000 for an espresso machine.
This is their selling point.
Made by the French. They're crazy.
Now, hang on. What's 30 times 12?
30 times 12 is 360.
What's 32 times 12?
32 times 12 is 372.
What's 370 times...
Wait, 9 times 12. I was doing times 10.
It's
sorry.
Okay.
Okay.
32 times 12.
Wait, 32 times 12? I don't know.
Okay, hang on.
30 this, times 12. Okay. 32.
This, we're going to figure
gosh,
out their selling point.
I'm going to go lie down.
No. No. Don't. Don't do this. Look. 32 times 12. No, gosh. What's wrong with my... It's my finger. I got fat fingers. $384.
Okay.
Times, let's say, 10.
Okay.
Okay, it's $11,000?
Yeah.
Well, this is what I'm thinking. Normally, okay, people spend about $1 a day on, like, a Mountain Dew.
Okay.
So if you think about it, that's almost $400 a year, people.
Okay.
Okay, so, side note, you're wondering where your money's going?
Yeah.
Quit buying Cokes in the Coke machine!
Okay.
That's all I'm saying.
Okay.
You multiply that times 12.
Okay.
That's $3,840.
Okay.
So if you got this machine,
yeah,
you definitely wouldn't be spending that much on Cokes.
And you get your money back in 5 short
in
years.
In 5 years.
5 short years.
Yeah. Well, maybe you're... That's just one person, though. Let's talk about a family.
Oh, yeah.
So let's talk about the kids.
Yeah.
I don't know.
$12,000 for a stupid espresso machine?
No, I'm just saying that's their selling point. That's what they're going to be doing.
That's more than that Harley that I was showing you. Remember, I was like, that's the Harley I want. That's the one. That's more. That costs more than that. And
yeah,
I can ride that motorcycle around places.
To get a Coke in the Coke machine. I can ride that motorcycle to the Coke machine. Exactly.
Oh, final random call for the day.
This
let's see.
It.
Static.
Good morning.
Oh, yes, a good morning.
How are you today?
Can't complain.
I can.
Other than the fact that we just found out that the espresso machine's 11 grand.
Of coffee.
Okay.
Bear in mind, this is going to be terrible, because not only, A, do I not remember what country it comes from, but B, I can't even remember the name of the coffee.
Okay.
But I know it's the world's most expensive coffee, and what makes it unique is how the coffee is found.
Elephant poop!
What's that? Out of poop?
Elephant poop.
I was told it was some type of rodent.
Oh, is it a rodent?
But it's definitely some style of poo.
Yeah, yeah.
Where, like, the workers weren't allowed to have the coffee beans,
yep,
and so they would go through the poo of said animals from nearby, and
yep,
they made coffee from it. And it's, like, apparently extremely good coffee. Like, not only really strong, but really tasty.
Yeah, yeah.
So,
yeah, I don't believe
if you want to try really tasty poo,
yeah,
get some rodents, or go buy an elephant, take your pick. Feed them some coffee beans and sift through their poop.
No, yeah. I can make my own poop and get coffee out of there. I make poop every day.
Okay.
I do.
That's true.
But you'd have to be like, you'd have to eat what they eat, which is usually like grass and things like that, because like things that humans eat are usually bad. That's human poo is bad.
No, it's not.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, other poo is still bad, but it's not as bad.
Look at
I
that.
Mean,
look at that. Kopi what?
Kopi
Luwak.
Kopi Luwak.
Cat poop coffee. Okay.
Cat poo coffee.
That's real.
That's what
all
we're
right
thinking of.
Thank you, caller. Have a good day.
That,
bye,
my friends, is the end of the journey.
Thanks,
today.
Thanks to Doug, our intern.
Man, Doug brought us so much info today. We heard about the epic of a flat Stanley.
Yeah.
If you don't know what that is, I encourage you. The podcast will be up within the hour. You should check
it'll
it out.
It'll inspire you. Change your life. Yeah.
I want to leave you guys with a Bible verse today.
Okay.
Micah 1:8. Look it up. That's it.
Okay.
That's your encouragement. Micah
1:8. We
leave
it there. Look it up. See what it says.
Report back to me tomorrow.
If you missed any part of the show, mystaticradio.com/mornings. Download the podcast. Get there. Oh, now you got me curious.
It's cool, man. It's the Bible. Read it.
There it is. We hope you enjoyed the day like we did. Yeah, that's it for Team Awesome Morning Party.
Goodbye.
Static.